Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There were two of them in rapid succession, a pair of powerful earthquakes devastating parts of Venezuela, including the capital, Caracas.
It was like a scene from a horror movie.
A quake survivor heard there through a translator, and the BBC's Will Grant is in the region.
The Interior Minister, Diosdado Cabello, has been on state television and said that there are collapsed buildings in Caracas. So we're trying to find out exactly how many and whether or not people are trapped inside. Of course, we've seen images of emergency services on the scenes there. The tremors were felt as far away as the Colombian capital, Bogota, and it does seem that many thousands of residents of the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, remain outside their homes.
A 7.2 magnitude tremor followed by a 7.5, then numerous aftershocks, at least 32 people dead, hundreds injured. As the search for victims gets underway, and President Trump says the U.S. stands ready to help. And there have been earthquakes elsewhere, 5.6 magnitude, rattling Northern California. Then there's this one.
A preliminary 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck off Japan's northern coast at an estimated depth of 30 miles. Several strong earthquakes have been repeatedly reported in the same area of Japan in recent months. Japanese authorities say this time there is no danger of a tsunami. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The World Cup's been a real eye-opener for a lot of young Europeans visiting America for the first time. They've flooded social media raving about how wonderful the country and its people are. So accommodating, so friendly, so different from the way America is often portrayed in the media abroad. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures are up 57 points. NASDAQ futures 633 points higher. It's a gain of more than 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just about 5 minutes ago, we had an incident northbound at the toll plaza at 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It was there long enough to give us a little bit of a backup there back to the steel bridge. It's improving now, and I think within the next 5 to 6 minutes, probably will clear itself out. Keep an eye on that. No problems right now southbound at the tunnels. Beltway traffic, early ride looks good this morning, including the west side, which is already busy after I-70. And just in the last 15 minutes, we cleared a wreck. It was a pretty bad wreck on the northbound BW Parkway. The lanes are open now north of the Capitol Beltway, and we're back in business at Greenbelt Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Thursday morning. Heating up this afternoon with highs back to the mid to upper 80s. A little bit more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker, rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
61 degrees in White Marsh and 63 at Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinicio. Maryland Senate Democrats will meet today to discuss redistricting. The Senate Democratic Caucus plans to meet at 11 a.m. Governor Moore says he plans to call a special session so the House and Senate can get together on the matter, but there is no word on when that might happen. Congressional maps are usually redrawn every 10 years, but the governor is pushing for mid-cycle redistricting. During this year's legislative session, the House approved a congressional map presented by the state's Redistricting Advisory Commission, but action stalled in the Senate. And the Baltimore City Council has approved Mayor Brandon Scott's $4.9 billion budget. The spending plan reflects six strategic pillars that include prioritizing youth, older adults, and vulnerable communities, enhancing public safety, and modernizing public infrastructure. Zeke Cohen says the budget invests in coordinated strategies and measurable goals to deliver services, strengthen neighborhoods, support economic growth, and invest in the systems that residents and businesses rely on every day. And last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 917, and the pick four will be coming up next hour. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement, so getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Fronin and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, a disappointing end to the West Coast trip for the Baltimore Orioles.
Position. And the check swing bouncer, going to be a tough play. Basile reaches. He has no play. Say goodnight to the Orioles. The Angels win a wild game that finishes with a kick. And a swinging bunt single.
Wild indeed. Wayne Randazzo had the call on Angels broadcast TV as the winning run scores from third in the bottom of the 10th, giving L.A. an improbable come-from-behind win 7-6 and 10, bringing the O's West Coast swing to a disappointing close. The Birds' defense was no help yesterday, committing three errors, including a crucial one by Keegan Aiken just before the game-winning dribbler, and Baltimore pitching allowed seven walks in the loss. Post-game reaction from manager Albernaz.
You know, they came back and Pete did a great job grinding out the at-bat to give us the lead, and you know, Aiken looked really good. I think he threw all strikes up until that point, and yeah, to have it and that way is tough.
Yeah, you really had to see it to believe it. The loss leaves Baltimore 4-5 on the trip. They're 38-44 on the year, heading home for a three-game set beginning tomorrow night against the Nationals. World Cup action yesterday in sultry Miami.
Robinson, not a very good clearance. Easily found out. Real good press from Brazil. Vinicius takes it back.
Call was on Fox Sports. Vinicius Jr. with a pair of goals in Brazil's 3-0 march over Scotland, advancing the five-time Cup champions to the knockout round for the 15th consecutive World Cup. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps on the move before the draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the
morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, June the 25th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up this hour, Governor Wes Moore promises to serve all 4 years if elected. Does anyone believe him? The Democrat Party is hijacked by socialists, communists, anti-Semites, Nazis, etc. It just seems to be getting much, much worse. But our top story here today is that Republican candidates have asked a judge to block primary certification here in the state of Maryland based on the ballot fiasco, the massive ballot failure. That was never adequately answered. No transparency, massive cover-up. And so a group of Republican candidates, a voter, and the Election Integrity Organization are asking Anne Arundel County Circuit Judge to stop the state from certifying primary election results at least until 48 hours after they have an opportunity to allow voters to do what's called cure their ballots. So if you've received a ballot and you tossed the first ballot and you got the replacement ballot and who knows what happened. I mean, it's a mess. We all know what happened here with the 565,000 replacement ballots that went out during this election. Of course, that got swept under the rug very quickly. Governor never addressed it, by the way. The lawsuit filed in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court against the Maryland State Board of Elections said some Maryland voters were mistakenly mailed ballots for the wrong political party and sent replacement ballots to affected voters. Election officials subsequently issued replacement ballots and instructed voters to use them, while then saying, well, but actually we may count the first one if you didn't send in the second one, or maybe if you sent in the first one and it didn't get here, we might count the second. It is an absolute fiasco. The plaintiffs are arguing that additional safeguards are needed before primary results become final. Specifically, they're asking the court to delay certification of the primary election until at least 48 hours after election officials have contacted every voter whose ballot was rejected. Who are the plaintiffs? They are House of Delegates candidates Sally Taylor, Robin Grammer, Kevin Ford, Jeff McDonald, State Senate candidate Adam Wood, Baltimore County Councilman and candidate Nino Mangione, Baltimore County Executive candidate Pat Dyer, and Cheryl Riley, who's running in the Maryland's 8th Congressional District against Jamie Raskin. Also include our Montgomery County voter Brigida Mulliken and the Maryland Election Integrity Organization as well. Beyond the certification issues, the lawsuit seeks greater public visibility into how election officials handled the disputed ballots. They're asking the court to require the state board to publicly disclose details of the original ballot process scheduled for July the 6th, including live streaming ballot canvassing activities in every county and providing an accounting of all original ballots, replacement ballots, accepted ballots, and rejected ballots. Now, I suspect that the Anne Arundel County judge will not rule in their favor. The big question is, will they appeal to a higher court? So somebody, thank God, is trying. It certainly isn't our governor. It certainly isn't a lot of the Republicans in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. It is these group of individuals, and I want to applaud them for staying. And don't give up the ship. Keep the pressure on here in Maryland. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Coming up, we'll tell you why mail-in ballots may not go out this fall in Maryland. Right now, an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The situation never did say what it was. It was police activity. That's what they called it. Northbound 895 at the toll plaza, about 20 minutes to 6, has cleared. Was backed up to the K-Trust Bridge, the Steel Bridge northbound. All of that is gone, just like we thought it would be. Everything is good. Looking now, 895 southbound, right after O'Donnell Street. All the lanes are open. There's a brief delay and a little speed reduction right before you go into the tunnel southbound. And 95 next door is clear All the lanes are open in and around the Beltway. Have not seen any major problems right now with the west side filling in just a bit in that stretch around I-70 down towards Route 40. And I think I just got word here. What does this say? Westbound I-70 in Washington County is affected. 20-mile marker on the westbound side. That's just east of Hagerstown. So if you're traveling west, heads up with the state police now in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday today. Starts off cool, but then the heat and humidity starts cranking, returning by this afternoon. Upper 80s for the high and more humidity. Scattered showers and or storms possible tomorrow afternoon and Saturday as well. So the heat is back on. 67 and cloudy in Annapolis, 61 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. UFC fighter Josh Hockett. Remember, he's the one that said Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right? Mm-hmm. He's now claiming that he was actually intended as a compliment.
Excuse you?
I guess he thinks that she is a really handsome man.
I'm so confused now.
And here we thought it was the liberals.
So was she.
We thought it was the liberals who didn't know what a woman was, right? But apparently Josh is taking too many blows to the head. The woman was captured on video. Have you seen this video? This extremely overweight woman emptying a garbage can on New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a piece
And then she
of
took
it.
The can home.
And then she took the can home. She's now been fired. She was a DEI executive at JPMorgan Chase Bank.
She wanted the can because it had the Nixon.
Yeah, because it was blue and orange. But right. They had a website where you could go and you could order your own. Right. And send it to your home. She dumps the garbage on the street and takes the can, waddles back to wherever.
Right.
Look, if they just chained the cans to the sidewalk like they do pens at the bank, there wouldn't have been any problem.
Right.
There you go.
In Germany, a so-called gay sheep that refuses to mate with females will be spared from slaughter, live out the rest of his life on a farm in peace. Mm-hmm. The sheep, however, says he's not gay, he's bisexual.
That's all, folks.
That's it. That's right. Roll up the tents now.
Time for me to go to the first tee now.
Time for me to go to the bathroom.
Legendary musician Daryl Hall has announced he's doing well after receiving a kidney transplant from a very kind and generous living donor. Very kind and generous living donor. I guess it rules out John Oates.
Maybe she was a rich girl.
Yeah, I like that one.
Another good one.
NCAA just passed a new rule allowing college athletes to compete for 5 years instead of four because they need much more time to pay back their loans. they earn more money. Tumbling stock prices have now resulted. Elon Musk no longer is a trillionaire. That was short-lived. About a week. I guess we'll start a GoFundMe page, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Elon.
I'm sure he's staying up at night.
You don't have to get a part-time job.
Today is Global Beatles Day. On this day, 1967, the Beeb did a show called Our World. They all performed All You Need Is Love. It was the first institutional satellite production broadcast live all across the world. Back then, it was a big deal back then. And John Lennon wrote the song specifically for the broadcast, and they just kept it simple. All You Need Is Love. They kept repeating the same chorus and for people that didn't speak English, so they just made it easy for everybody to sing along, as they say. For Generation Z, though, they have no idea about the Beatles or about the Beatles Global Day, so we thought we'd update things for our folks, at Generation Z.
In honor of Global Beatles Day, here are updated versions of their classics for Generation Z. You'll get I'll Get By With a Little Help from My Parents, while my iPhone gently tweets We All Live in a Yellow Subaru, Strawberry Fields Whatever, and Yep, the Beatles Get the Millennial Treatment. You can also download Baby You Can Drive My Uber, Twist and Shout Your Starbucks Order, and don't forget this classic, Here Comes the Sun, to heat up the atmosphere and make life unsustainable for thousands of species and create a global refugee crisis. Updated Beatles songs for Gen Z. Zoomers ruining songs from boomers. Get yours today.
I'm going to play a sound and see if you can name that sound, okay? Here is the sound in question. Is it A, Chuck Whitaker's traffic team preparing for the next broadcast?
B.
Yeah, we're going scoop. There it is.
B. Maggie Hunter's former boyfriends. Or C. Norway soccer fans teaching us the Viking row in Times Square.
I'll say A.
You would.
The answer is C. The Norway soccer fans teaching us the Viking row in Times Square just the other day.
Oh, nice try,
hey,
though.
You know, last night, my wife bought my mother-in-law tickets to go see A Beautiful Noise. It's the story of Neil Diamond. Now, we both saw it up in New York and Broadway a couple of years ago. Wonderful show. Incredible show. So I decided that I was going to drive him down to the theater, to the Hippodrome, last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And I got to tell you, I have not been in that part of the city for a long, long time. What a dump.
It's a dump.
It's a hole.
It is Howard Street, North Utah. Even coming up Park on on the way home.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Look straight ahead, leave the car space in front of you.
It is an absolute dump. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad for Baltimore City that it just it needs a massive beautification project. It really does. It's that bad. And why is it trash and the dilapidated buildings? And I felt really bad. It was disgusting. I really do. So,
yeah, I think I told you one day, one of the reports one morning, fire call, row homes up off near Clifton Park, and the fire department got there, and they wanted to go to the rear of the dwelling, and they couldn't get down the alley because the trash was piled up 4 feet deep from one end of the alley to the other.
And the roads are terrible. In fact, City Council President Zeke Cohn now saying the Baltimore's main streets are not healthy. And I can attest to that.
Lose your shocks. No.
I didn't know it was that bad. It is. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, you're listening to KC and Company.
Tonight on Fox.
What a huge, huge moment.
America's World Cup dream continues.
Shot taken. Go!
Don't miss Christian Pulisic lead out the Stars and Stripes in a huge final group matchup.
And in! The U.S. has scored!
Against Turkey. USA, Turkey. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Turkey. Tonight at 10 on Fox 45.
Every day, Fox 45 News holds our leaders accountable.
How can you say that everything's safe after what was found in this report?
Questioning how your money is being spent.
It's easy for nonprofits to hide money.
If they can't comply with the law, what are they getting tax dollars for?
Being relentless when no answers are given.
Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
You trust us to hold our leaders accountable, and we deliver. Watch and see the difference only on Fox 45 News.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're good at the Bay Bridge, and we're looking at three lanes westbound, two eastbound. There's a truck stopped on the right shoulder right before you get on to the main span. Keep an eye on that. Let's just see. Okay, there he goes. He got started, and now he's back in the right lane, so we'll scratch that one off. In the meantime, I-97 southbound at Route 32. The lanes are clear. We're good at the Severn River Bridge and over through Parole on the westbound side. A little more traffic southbound BW Parkway between Arundel Mills and Route 32. The northbound traffic getting busy now coming up from Powder Mill Road through the ramps at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cool start, but then the heat and humidity started returning by this afternoon. Upper 80s today. Scattered showers and storms possible tomorrow through Saturday. Right now, cloudy, 64 in the city, 64 in Glen Burnie. We're talking about a group of Republican candidates, a voter, and the Maryland Election Integrity Organization have now filed a lawsuit in Anne Arundel County asking a judge to block the certification of the primary election results based on the massive ballot fiasco, failure. What they originally called it, a mishap. Now, it's much worse than that, and we need to get answers. We deserve answers as, number one, we're paying for this. Number two, it's our vote that's being impacted, and so, again, I think they're on the right track. But coming up this fall, there might be another little fly in the ointment. President Trump signed an executive order back in the end of March, beginning of April. And basically, this was an executive order on election integrity, and it said ensuring citizenship verification and integrity in federal elections. That's what the name of the EO was. And it directed the Postmaster General to establish strict new rules for election mail. The order requires states to submit detailed manifests, including voter names, addresses, unique barcode identifiers, at least 60 days before federal elections, so the post office can verify eligibility and track the ballots. And again, that's so they don't go to vacant lots, to gas stations, to Walmarts, to apartment complexes, to P.O. boxes, and so on and so forth, where there's nobody actually residing there. States that refuse to hand over the lists or follow the new security standards will simply not have their ballot delivered by the Postal Service. Guess which state is not complying? We. The state of Maryland. And actually, not only are we not complying, we sued. Now, there was a judge that ordered, that upheld the lawsuit, and that's going to, I think, go get overturned on appeal. But yesterday on Capitol Hill, U.S. Postmaster General David Steiner confirmed that the post office will refuse to deliver mail-in ballots in this questioning with Democrat Senator Gary Peters.
So yes or no, if a state refuses to turn their absentee voter list over to the federal government, will the Postal Service still mail their ballots under this proposal route?
Under our proposed regulation, no. We would tell the state that we need the manifest in order to, you know, look, what we're asking for.
That's the answer. You'd tell no. So the proposed rule basically coerces states to conform to these new requirements and hand over their absentee voter rolls or face the consequences of not being able to vote by mail. Some states, that's all they do. Oregon is completely vote by mail. If they say, no, we control the list, the states control the list, we're not going to give it.
Oregon has followed Kit 600 since the day they started voting by mail.
This is a different issue. This will be a lot different issue. You're telling these states either give the federal government this information, trust the federal government, trust the Trump administration. We'll take good care of these. And if you don't do it, you can't mail absentee ballots. You're going to make a decision that people cannot vote by mail. That's unacceptable.
Well, all that does, Senator, is make sure that we match the ballots that a state believes they're sending out to what actually gets sent out, right? And so,
yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And the Democrats are screaming bloody murder over this because why? Because it will end, or let's put it, severely curtail. I don't know if it will ever end it, but it will severely curtail their ability to defraud elections through ballot harvesting, the universal mail-in ballots. That's what they have in California. That's how Spencer Pratt got screwed, President Trump's words, not mine. And here in Maryland, I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on. And I think that's got to stop. So, again, and by the way, the government, as I've said repeatedly, already has this information. They have your Social Security because they're the ones who issue it. They have your citizenship status because they're the ones who issue it. Okay, duh. I mean, how stupid are you in the U.S. Senate, Gary Peters, that we're going to trust the government? We already do trust the government with this information. All this does, it marries up the information, Social Security, citizenship status, whether you're alive or dead, with, because when you die, most people will notify Social Security, and then they match it with the voter rolls. And guess what? If Social Security says you're dead, and the voter roll says you're alive, you're going to be removed from the voter rolls, presuming that you are dead, indeed. Of course, here in Maryland, especially in Baltimore, there are a number of folks in the Greenmount Cemetery who apparently are still voting in every election. So that's all it's asking for, and I think it's way overdue, and the Trump administration is getting serious, and along with the SAVE Act, big confrontation yesterday in the Senate. We'll get into that during the MAG update coming up a little bit later on as well. So get your thoughts on these Republican delegates and voters and voter organizations group suing to stop the certification of the primary election results. And also, mail-in ballots may not be going out this fall. Now, there'll be a lot of legal, I guess, haranguing going on the next several weeks. But I think I would welcome that. I think we should stop all mail-in ballots except for those that go overseas for U.S. citizens serving overseas or in the military and those who are extremely sick as well. All right, 6:30, time for more news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An investigation is underway to determine how several electric vehicles caught fire at the Tesla dealership in Owings Mills. Baltimore County firefighters were called to the 9400 block of Reisterstown Road around 5:30 Wednesday evening, where they found four vehicles on fire. Hazmat teams were called to the scene to assist with cooling the vehicles and monitoring the area. The Maryland Department of the Environment has been notified and no injuries were reported. City police are investigating a Northwest Baltimore shooting that sent a 19-year-old man to the hospital. Officers say the victim was found in the 2900 block of Baker Street at around 3 a.m. Wednesday, and he was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Police have not released any information on a suspect or a motive in the shooting. And a double shooting in Baltimore City is now being investigated as a homicide. The shooting happened shortly before 11 Tuesday night, injuring a 38-year-old woman and a 27-year-old man. Both victims were taken to hospitals, and the woman died from her injuries. Investigators say the man who was shot is expected to survive. Anyone with information about the shootings is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And residents and community leaders challenged city officials during the first of several listening sessions aimed at shaping a new five-year violence prevention plan. The session came after another violent weekend in the city. On Saturday, a massive fight in Drood Hill Park led the city to declare a civil unrest zone. That same day in Fells Point, multiple gunshots were fired amid a crowd of teens. Business owners in Fells Point have long complained that late-night crowds partying in the streets are also selling illegal alcohol and fueling violence. Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Jones said enforcement and engagement by patrol officers are part of the city's approach. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Customer Modeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique. Peak's forever guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind. No ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomermodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's a brake lights now, 895 southbound, beginning around the O'Donnell Street ramp. It's heavy traffic from there, and it's more of a stop-and-go pattern right now going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So maybe 7, 8, 10-minute delay starting to build on 895. 95 next door still okay from O'Donnell Street going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The west side outer loop now looking at July from overhead right at Route 40 and looking back towards I-70. Definitely busy now after Security Boulevard down through the bridge at Crosby Road. And then you'll get better south of Frederick Road down towards 95. Big wreck, jackknife tractor trailer in Hagerstown. The westbound side of I-70 affected there at exit 24. You'll probably be moved over onto Route 40 as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon with highs back to the mid to upper 80s. A little bit more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker, rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
You really had to see it to believe it.
Suddenly, the Angels are down to their final out. It has moved quickly so far in this inning. Rolled over, ground ball. Aiken goes to cover first. Underhand flip. It is. Double time. The ball kicks away. Shot of LX for second. He's going to go all the way to third. The Angels catch a huge break as Peraza scores the tying run.
Wayne Wendazzo had the call on ABTV, as defense does in the Birds again. This time, Keegan Aiken's error allowing the tying run to score in the bottom of the 10th. And moments later, Logan Ohapi's swinging bunt brought home Nolan Shunowell from third. And unbelievably, undescribably, ball game over. The Birds snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. 7-6 was the final. After the game, manager Albernaz was asked, does his late game defense need to improve?
Defense in general, yeah. You know, it's a constant improvement. Like today, we didn't help ourselves at all, 3 errors on the day. You know, we also had 7 walks, you know, so that's not a good recipe to win a baseball game.
Now, a bright spot for the Birds, though, came in the form of Samuel Basayo at the plate.
Here's a 2-2. Oh, that ball's ripped as well to deep right field, toward the short wall, and gone! That's right over the yellow line, and you can keep on jogging, Sammy. You have a two-homer game.
Kevin Brown had that call on Mass, and it's the first two-homer game of Basayo's career. The performance placing him in some rare air, joining Manny Machado, Boog Powell, and Jackson Holliday as the only Orioles players to hit two home runs in a single game at age 21 or younger. World Cup yesterday in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. The Canucks with a chance to advance to the round of 32.
Switzerland are in again. And Sandy with a strike. Oh, and he's squirmed under the keeper, Crepo.
Call was on at Fox Sports. Johan Manzambi in the 57th minute as Switzerland knocks out Canada 2-1. The final, the Canadiens knocked out on its home turf. Meanwhile, the U.S. in action tonight at 10 p.m. facing Turkey in a meaningless group play finale. The red, white, and blue have already punched their ticket to the knockout round with wins over Paraguay and Australia. Hockey news. Caps were added again yesterday. Big stuff. A sign and trade deal with the Sabres for Alex Tuck and an 8-year extension for the right winger, averaging $10.5 million per year. Tuck, known for his size and speed, a 10-year vet, 200 goals, 448 points in his career. And this all coming one day after D.C. acquired Dynamic Blues forward Jordan Kyrou in exchange for Connor McMichael and a first-round draft pick. Kyrou, a 3-time 30-goal scorer. The time now is 6:37 when we return an astonishing mea culpa from the MLB commissioner.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. From cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite, they can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
First of all, on the Caps, they are not rebuilding. They are reloading for next year.
Yeah, and that tells me, I think, that Alex Ovechkin is coming back for one final season, and they're going to put all in and reload for this to see if he can get a second cup.
Yeah, which is an astonishing turn from the trade deadline last year when they unloaded all those guys. This thing with the Major League Baseball and the Pride Night in San Francisco has taken on another turn. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Rob Manfred issuing a mea culpa to Josh Hawley, you know, when he was questioned on the Senate floor, admitting that the league made a mistake in admonishing the players for writing on their caps. Here's the ex post by the senator. MLB commissioner writes to me today and admits they were wrong to threaten the Giants players over Bible verses and promises never to fine or discipline these players or any players for their religious beliefs. I am absolutely amazed by this turn of events.
Yeah, because I think they got caught, you know, red-handed on this one because they've
Hypocrisy.
Exactly. They let other players write stuff on cleats and hats and so on and so forth. And there is, again, if you're going to have a uniform, it should be uniformly, you know, enforced. And they didn't do that in the past. And so that was number one. And number two, you do have a First Amendment right to your freedom of worship in this country. And that doesn't stop just because it's the baseball diamond.
I mean, this is the first time ever, unless you tell me I'm wrong, that I can think of a time where, like religious freedom was kind of upheld. You know, like, I don't really...
Wasn't there a lot of stuff with Tim Tebow as far as...
Yeah, maybe there was, but I'm talking about Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Major League Baseball, you're right. I think in the NFL, because there was some... maybe it was just media criticism. I don't think the NFL prohibited Tebow from blessing himself or crossing himself in the end zone.
Right, after the celebration.
Exactly. Yeah. That was, and then, of course, they just loosened up all celebrations after that. But that, you're right. I think it's a major move in the right direction for Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, Democrat socialism is on the rise. It is the Democrat Party has now morphed into a party of socialists, communists, Marxists, Nazi sympathizers, anti-Semites, all of the above. I think it's gone. I think the Democrats are gone. They've tried everything else to win national elections, and now it's telling they have to run as moderates and govern as kooks, because that's what's happening in national elections. A third radical anti-ICE, Mamdani-backed Democrat socialist won the open New York House primary. This is Claire Valdez. She's run on unions for all, housing for all, Medicare for all, abolish ICE, protect immigrants, statehood for Puerto Rico, transit for all, queer and trans liberation, meaning free transgender surgeries, guaranteed reproductive justice, abortion on demand, and education at every stage of life, meaning free college as well. How they pay for all of this, your guess is as good as mine. In Mamdani's New York, the Democrat primary winner has now also been tied to the destruction of Western civilization. Dara Lisa Avila Chevalier, again, bad news, folks. Yeah, these are just bad news. And whether it's in New York or whether it's D.C., Seattle, we're watching now as the socialists in Los Angeles, now there's a runoff there between Karen Bass and Nithya Raman. President Trump is warning after communists sweeping New York and elsewhere.
Well, they're going radical left. They're going, really, you talk about the Democrat socialists. It's really communist. These people, I watched that woman last night. That's not a socialist. I know socialists. That woman is a communist. And, what they don't say is that I was 16-0 last night. But mine were a little more boring, a little more mainstream. They were Republican conservatives. But we were 16-0. And if you look over the last 2.5 years, we're about 347 and just about 0. That's pretty good. But nobody writes that. But he picked three. They won. They beat a guy named Dan Goldman, who's, a loser. He was one of my prosecutors, one of my many prosecutors that they used on me. Dan Goldman, not a good prosecutor, fortunately, but he's now looking for a job. I was very surprised to see, because he's a pretty liberal guy. When they go more liberal than Dan Goldman, they're really into Never Never Land.
Does this tell you that the Democratic Party's 2028 nominee will likely be, or could likely be, a Democratic socialist?
Well, it should make it easier for Republicans, because most of the nation is composed of sane people. And they don't want to... if you look throughout history, go back thousands of years, you've always had socialism and communism by different names. It's never, ever worked. It's not going to work this time, either.
Yeah, we'll talk about the difference between socialism and communism in just a second. But yesterday, ladies on The View had to weigh in with their thoughts, and it's just horrifying. And we'll hear from another congressman about who the true enemies are of the United States. Coming up in just a moment, 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. And with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Now, the backups at both the Harbor Tunnels have gone back to Erdman Avenue on 895, so not quite back to Pulaski Highway. Very slow from there, and from that point going into the old Harbor Tunnel with the lanes open, but it's going to take about 10, 12 minutes for that. And now 95 is now backed up to the O'Donnell Street ramp, so also about 7 to 10 minutes there. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just the normal heavy traffic early in the morning, and we pray that we don't get any problems right now. Beltway continues to fill in. The west side is the busy spot. Now Liberty Road through I-70 down to Route 40 and then gets better after Frederick Road. No delays, no problems on the JFX. The interstates coming into the Beltway are clear. Big wreck and a tractor-trailer involved in Hagerstown. The westbound side of I-70 is blocked at exit 24. Route 40 out in that area will be the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a cool start, then the heat and humidity return later on today, mid to upper 80s, scattered showers or storms possible tomorrow through Saturday as well. So it's going to be hot and humid here next couple hours. We start right now cloudy, 63 in Reisterstown, and it is 67 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Did you taste these peas? These peas are great.
These peas are bursting with country fresh flavor.
I just never have liked peas.
But I love peas.
And beets, I think, are another one. Although, well, there's very healthy for you. They're just, is there one vegetable that you just abhor or you just don't like at all, Maggie?
Oh, absolutely. Sweet potatoes and lima beans.
Oh, really? You don't like sweet potatoes?
They make me gag.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
like sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potatoes.
That's my man.
I guarantee if I made a sweet potato for you, you'd like it.
Oh, yeah.
The way I make it.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Because
the way I do it, I drizzle some olive oil on it, some cinnamon, and then I bake it upside down. It gets a little crust on it. Really good.
You just, I'll consider it.
How about sweet potato fries? Have you ever tried that?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Can't do.
Nope. And you don't like sweet potatoes either?
No.
Okay. So that's the number one hated vegetable.
Oh,
how
number
about,
one
How
hated.
About cauliflower? You like cauliflower?
Don't like cauliflower.
Okay.
See, that's where we differ.
Like
I like cauliflower.
You
know,
I say you like
anything
these.
Green is good. I like anything green vegetable-wise.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Okay.
Burp.
Green beans?
Spinach.
Burp.
Kale.
You like kale? I don't like kale.
Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brussels sprouts.
I had some delicious Brussels sprouts.
Wrap them in
night.
Bacon and cheese and perhaps.
And then you char them.
Yeah. Oh, put man. Them on the grill.
Yeah.
On my Blackstone.
Yeah. And get a little log it. Just in case.
Four burner Blackstone cooks very nicely.
Blackstone in your pocket.
All right, America's favorite cheeses have been ranked.
Cheese.
From least favorite to most favorite, Swiss at 51%. Pepper Jack, which I like, 52%.
It has a jalapeno in it.
Yes, it does. Colby, 52%. Monterey Jack, 53%. Provolone at 54%. Cream cheese comes in at 59%. American cheese is number four at 63. Parmesan, 64. I'm partial to a Pecorino Romano, I think, over the Parmesan.
Did I play shortstop?
Yes, he did.
I had that
for the Pirates,
took
I think.
Weeks to go.
Yes, I think you're right.
Mozzarella, 74%. The number one cheese, cheddar.
Yes!
Cheddar is number one at 77%. 0.001% said Chuck E. Cheese, but Chuck's answer was quickly identified.
I thought they were going to say some of my reports.
From Yes, they can be rather cheesy at times.
Thank you. You'll miss me when I'm gone.
All right. You're not going anywhere. What are you talking
not
about?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
Okay. Starbucks is adding its new summer menu with the arrival of new blue coconut refresher and ice blue coconut matcha, if you're into coconut. Beverages. So,
good for you.
Take it or leave it. You know, coconut milk or water is good for you, but you know, the rest of the stuff, who knows? It always gets stuck in your teeth, all the coconut flakes.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy. You're
that
chewing
broccoli.
It for like 3 days, right?
Oh!
No kidding. Let me write that down.
All right, Chuck.
I would flag that.
Yeah. Flag that.
Oh, she's flagging. Okay. Oh, he's fighting back now. We have like a million of his drops.
It's a flagatron.
It is. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:48 Joy Blowhard decided she loves Democrat socialism in New York City.
Obviously, New Yorkers are not watching Fox constantly, and so they and they're not afraid of the term democratic socialism. If I fall down, I want an ambulance. If my house is on fire, bring your hose. You know what I mean? Yeah. We are looking. The term. I think they're scared of the term in this country. But they, Social Security is a democratic socialism. Partly unemployment insurance is. The people who pick up your garbage. The people who take the fire out at your house. All of these things are democratic socialism. And there's a major reaction formation going on right now. If you see, we'll see soon, we're talking about it later, about Republican senators are turning, congressmen are turning on Trump. And people have had it with this right wing nasty politics that we've had to subject ourselves since this guy got into office.
Bring your hose? I think Joy's got another problem that she's not aware of. Or maybe she is aware of it and she's just trying to speak in tongues. I don't know. Then Sonny Hostin, known, famed political theory and ideological expert, felt the need to weigh in.
I disagree with that. You know, I think that New York is the nation's cultural and political capital, and that's just a fact. And I think the Democratic Socialists of America is a force to be reckoned with at this point.
Yes.
I really do believe that. You mentioned these other candidates that won, but you didn't mention Brad Lander, who ran on basically a Democratic Socialist platform. He ran on building more affordable housing, protecting reproductive rights, the fight to protect and stand up for the LGBTQ plus community, Medicare for all.
Who did regulate, he unseat, who did he beat?
He beat another
he
Democrat.
He beat Dan Goldman, who That's led right. the impeachment against Donald Trump.
Yes, but
you took out a sitting progressive liberal who was a liberal hero 2 years
because
ago.
Perhaps
but because
time,
he believes in Israel's right to exist, he lost his
seat. But because perhaps it's time for change. Perhaps it's time for change. The Democratic Party, for a very long time, has been searching for an identity.
Wow. You're talking about searching for identity. This is a desperate Hail Mary. We've tried everything else. Why not try this? Democrats have now become a Muslim socialist party, abolishing police and ICE, unlimited third world immigration and citizenship, property seizures, pro-Islamic terrorism, hatred for Jews, hatred for America. We'll hear from Congressman Randy Fine coming up in just a second. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Now for a man who grows his business one barter deal at a time.
That's right.
The king of all traffic.
Why don't you shut up? Why don't you just shut up? Can't say something nice. Shut up.
What's going on?
It's a good thing I love you, brother. You know that.
I know it. I know people don't realize
it. We didn't like each other.
Exactly. It could be a Donnybrook.
Well, I've never been in one of those. Is that shallow?
I'm still looking at this picture of you in second grade. I can't get over it.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And you see what the year was?
Oh, God, what was
56
it?
56 and
yeah.
57.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
I wasn't born until 57.
I know. 60 years ago. Come on now. Give me a break. Get out of here. Where am I? Northbound 95, Route 24 here in Harford County. We always talk about these guys. They get in there and work during the rush hour. They're not in there at 4:30 in the morning. They're not there at 5 in the morning, but they come out at 7 in the morning, and they block a lane, and they are, and we're getting a backup on the northbound side. 76-mile marker through there. New report of a wreck. I'm not sure this is on I-70. The report said I-70 westbound at Route 32, but some of the data is actually showing the backup on Route 32, so we'll try to get that clarified as soon as we can. The big wreck out in Hagerstown involves a tractor-trailer. Several lanes are blocked and basically closed on I-70 westbound at exit 24. They'll be moving traffic over onto Route 40. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cool start to the day, but heat and humidity return later on. Upper 80s, scattered showers and storms possible tomorrow through Saturday. And right now we are cloudy and 65 in Pasadena, 65 in Middle River. And some more thoughts really just before we get to some other local news. On socialism and communism, they are again all one of the same, Marxist theory. Socialism just coexists with capitalism because they have really no funding mechanism. Communism is basically complete control of. They seize all production. They own all the property. Government runs and is everything. You talk about capitalism. People are worried about greed. All the greed exists only at the top level of communism. Everybody else is just absolutely poor. And as Margaret Thatcher said at one point, the problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. And that's why it coexists. And you look at these Democrat socialist states like in Germany and some of these others, they again are European welfare states. So socialism is a step towards communism. Because when socialism fails, then they've got to go to communism. And, of course, Marxism is just the political theory that runs all of it. But communism is the worst form of socialism. And Randy Fine, who is a congressman, talked about the Democrat socialists. Maybe we should rename them. John has a great idea. Maybe they should be renamed the American Marxist Movement, because that's what they are. Here's Congressman Fine.
Well, I think it's a terrible thing for America. We can now no longer say that the Democratic Party is the loyal opposition. They are now, in many cases, the enemy of the United States. People whose goal it is to destroy America are trying to get elected to Congress. This is war without soldiers. This is not your father's Democratic Party, where everyone wanted a successful America. We just disagreed on how to get there. We now have people coming to Congress whose goal is to destroy America. And I think how we operate as an institution is going to change.
Yeah, they hate America. They hate the Constitution. They want it changed. They want it scrapped. They want it abolished. Of course, we see that now with all their... and this is your modern Democrat Party, a.k.a. the American Marxist Movement. Governor Wes Moore, in an interview yesterday, said that he would not seek the presidential election in 2028 if he is elected this fall.
So what else since I've asked you, if the voters elect you, re-elect you, are you going to serve all 4 years?
I will, yeah. I'm excited to do it. Listen, I'm very excited about what we've done in just 3.5 years. It's actually pretty remarkable. The fastest drops in violent crime in America, amongst the fastest jumps in math and reading scores. We went and got the best superintendent in the country, the author of the Mississippi Miracle. Well, she's now the superintendent in Maryland, and she's leading the Maryland Miracle. Getting our economy going, working together, 97% of the legislation that we've passed has been passed bipartisan with both Democrats and Republicans. I am very proud of the work that we've done and what we've gotten done in 3.5 years, and I'm excited about our journey to continue to end child poverty inside of the state of Maryland and keep our economy moving. hoping for the next four.
And guys, that is a yes.
That is yes.
No presidential run, right?
Guys,
what are you saying? That means no presidential.
Hey guys, he's been very clear about this. That's all the time we have. But we're happy to introduce all the candidates we've been.
I'm excited for the people to work for the people of Maryland.
We got a lot of work to do together.
We got a lot of work to do together.
Does anyone believe him that he's not going to seek the presidential election in 2028?
His tell is always when he starts stuttering. Whenever he's asked a difficult question, you know. So, and plus he kind of was playing some, I don't know if he's playing some word games, you know, we will, I don't, so, you know, as long as it's his team, does that still count, even if he's not physically there? I don't know. I don't think he really did answer the question directly.
No.
And then he went into all his quote-unquote accomplishments.
But he's very good at evasion, you know, and that's what he does. He's been evading and dodging over his military records. He won't make any comment on the ballot, you know, fiasco. And this is, again, now, I imagine his answer will change post-election. I mean, we certainly hope that he loses and is not reelected. But if he is reelected, I imagine that answer will slowly morph or evolve over time.
Sure, politicians can always come up with some reason, right? Well, at the time, but now things have changed on the national level, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And it will help. I'll still be working for Maryland or just be working for the whole, you know, whatever.
All right, coming up next, we're taking a look at the Maryland GOP. Still doesn't seem all that interested in unity. So we'll get into that. We have a MAG update. The Great American State Fair kicked off last night in Washington. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Desperate search for survivors now underway in earthquake-shattered Venezuela. Numerous buildings in the capital Caracas have collapsed after two powerful quakes. A magnitude 7.2 and a 7.5 struck one right after the other, followed by a series of aftershocks. Those who could fled into the streets, their world crashing down around them.
All the walls were cracked. We managed to open the door, but there was a cloud of smoke, so we couldn't see much. When we went downstairs, it was like a scene from a horror movie. I only saw the building superintendent with a baby and one family from that building get out.
A survivor heard through a BBC translator. At least 164 people are dead, hundreds injured. The Caracas airport is no more, reduced to rubble. Venezuela has seen the most powerful quakes in more than 100 years, and the less powerful quakes have also rattled Northern California and parts of Japan. Happy birthday, America.
250 years of glorious American freedom.
On the National Mall in Washington Wednesday night, President Trump launched celebrations of the nation's founding with a campaign-style rally.
Just like those patriots of 1776 over the past 17 months, we have taken power back.
Touting a deal to end the Iran war, his border crackdown.
We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity, and we have saved our country.
Recalling the creation of national landmarks like the Washington Monument.
We are likewise building new monuments to American greatness to serve every future president and first lady. We're building the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, right at the White House.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wall Street may open sharply higher later this morning. Dow futures up 130 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 650. Townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like now we're up to about a 10 to 15 minute delay at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 is back to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is now backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Everybody's moving 4 lanes south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 2 lanes at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Nothing major on the Beltway. The west side outer loop is filled in just a bit. Got a little better the last couple of minutes between I-70 and Frederick Road. Still clear through Green Spring, and on the Parkville side, we're still getting a report of a wreck near the ramp at I-70 at Route 32. For the traffic in Howard County, don't have a definitive answer where it is yet, but looking at the camera, I don't see any problem on I-70, so we'll keep an eye on that. Further west on I-70 in Hagerstown, tractor trailer involved in a wreck. The westbound lanes are blocked at exit 24, and that's in Hagerstown. That detour is still in place. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon with highs back to the mid to upper 80s, a little bit more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker, rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
61 degrees in Abingdon and 60 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a day after the polls have closed, thousands of mail-in ballots in Baltimore County still have not been opened. But with two main races showing double-digit leads, one political analyst says the county appears to be on the verge of a significant leadership shakeup. If the current results hold, Baltimore County voters will have reshaped two of the county's most powerful offices, county executive and state's attorney. In the race for county executive, County Council Chair Julian Jones appeared poised to secure the Democratic nomination, putting him on track to become Baltimore County's first black county executive. In a county that traditionally leans Democratic in the general election, the primary could prove decisive. And Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen says he's very concerned about the city's main streets and that there's a lot of work to be done in helping local businesses thrive. The city has 9 Main Streets programs, which are independent nonprofits dedicated to helping local businesses and supported by the mayor's Office of Small and Minority Business Advocacy and Development. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 917. The pick 4, 5516. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Low testosterone doesn't just affect your libido. It can quietly drain energy, endurance, and confidence before most men realize what's happening. You start feeling it everywhere, in the gym, on the stairs, even how you move through the day. That's why Rescue created 2 powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality. Both available this men's health month as buy one, get 2 more completely free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, while ActiFlex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery. So movement and performance feel natural again. Go to res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG to buy 1 bottle of Prime RX or ActiFlex and get 2 more free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Move stronger, recover faster. Shop online and get your 2 bottles for free at res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Orioles fans stunned yesterday by the turn of events at Angel Stadium.
And now Ohapi with the winning run at third. Talked before about some of the strange day games that end up unfolding here. And a check swing bouncer, going to be a tough play. Basayo reaches, he has no play. Say goodnight to the Orioles. The Angels win a wild game that finishes with a kick ball and a swinging bunt single.
Wow. Wayne Randazzo had the call on Angels broadcast TV. Logan Ohapi plating the winning run on a swinging bunt down the third baseline that Sam Basayo fielded but couldn't make the tag. 7-6 Angels. They take the series, and the Birds come home from the West 4-5. After the game, through his interpreter, Basayo talked about the play.
Yeah, that was an instinct play there. That was my instinct to go for the tag there. I mean, sometimes you're going to mess up, and I think I messed up on that play. I don't think the game should have gone to that point. I think that's a game we should have won easily. You know, it was a mental error, but it's a game we should have won earlier.
It was an active game for Basayo in general, who homered twice earlier, a pair of two-run shots. Elsewhere in baseball, a double dip yesterday in the Queens, and Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson had quite a day. John Ciambi had the call on the Marquee Sports Network, and Swanson was just getting warmed up. Four more RBIs in the nightcap, giving him 11 on the day. The Cubs sweep the Mets out of Queens 10-3 and 10-5. The 11 runs batted in breaks the franchise mark of 10 set by the great Ron Santo 56 years ago. And a happy quandary for the U.S. men's national team today as the red, white, and blue find themselves in a wholly unknown place, and that is playing a World Cup game that means nothing in a good way. The Americans are 2-0 in the Cup, the first time that's happened since 1930. They've won their group. They take on Turkey tonight at 10 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Baltimore connection to the U.S. team. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the sheriffs who backed ICE and has sued the governor and over the Community Distress Act, they won big on election night. Might be a message there. Coming up also, we'll take a look at the Maryland GOP just not interested in unity as of yet. Now, maybe that will change. I'm hoping that it will. So as we continue to digest and analyze the results from election night, I did hear Dan Cox yesterday on Rob Carson's program, and he talked about he had a conversation with the Republican Governors Association, and they are promising support. Whether that is in the form of financial support remains to be seen, but at least they're talking, have that conversation. But much more needs to happen, and specifically I'd like to see. And look, I understand these kinds of losses are bitter. They're hard to take. They're hard to digest. Here's Ed Hale Sr. conceding the other night on election night.
Not the outcome I expected. I had this really nice speech I wrote. I'm actually very surprised that we lost. However, it is what it is. This is the democratic process. To see what happened, you know, with Westmore doing this the way he did it before is really off-putting. I can't believe that this can continue to go on the way that it has, but it has. I'm kind of stunned that it's happened, because I truly thought that I was going to win this. I really did. And I was really looking forward to carrying the fight forward against Wes Moore, who is just a terrible, terrible administrator of our state. People are leaving, and people were coming up to me tonight as this started looking like it was unraveling, and they said, we're going to leave. We're going to get out of here. And that's something I've been hearing from a lot of people. I see a lot of people nodding their heads now. It's a shame because we have such a great state, good people, but just messed up political parties. And it's just a shame that this has happened like this, but I'm a big boy. I've been beaten up before. I've been beaten up tonight. So be it.
Yeah, and that's tough to do after you think you're going to win and you suffer a loss like that. I'm not surprised that he lost. I'm surprised by the margin, frankly. 9-point loss. He went on to say, quote, "The Republicans have to do better than what we have. And if we don't, it's going to be a situation where our state is going to deteriorate under someone like Wes Moore." So this would be a perfect opportunity, as bitter as it is, for Ed Hale Sr. and John Myrick to throw their support behind Dan Cox and do whatever they can to save our state. And when a reporter asked Ed whether he had any words for his rival, Hale said, quote, "Nothing. You can quote me on that." End of quote. That's not going to get it done. That's not going to help. And Republicans, again, you need to have some unity. More on that coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're in Annapolis right now. We're looking at Sandy Point and also around Oceanic Drive. Through that area, no problems at all. It's definitely busy right here at Whitehall Road, coming over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, with the lanes open. Really no problems on the main spans at the bridge with three lanes open westbound, two eastbound. The morning backup, not quite there yet. It's getting busy at I-97 at Route 32, but still a very good pace right now coming south from the ramps, coming down from Odenton and Gambrels and coming down from Benfield Boulevard, so no problems there. Don, one of our listeners, very nice to check in, said that accident on I-70 is on the exit ramp from westbound I-70 onto Route 32. That's why we weren't seeing any backups on 70, but right there at the end of the ramp, a couple of vehicles are involved, and that ramp apparently is blocked on the westbound side of I-70. And then the big wreck in Hagerstown, tractor trailer was jackknifed westbound I-70 at exit 24. That detour is still underway. They're doing some work. These guys work during the rush hour. They block a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. We're still about 7 to 10 minute delays and building just a bit heavy traffic south at both harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, starting cool today, heat and humidity returning by this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, scattered shower storms possible tomorrow afternoon through Saturday as well. And here's a look at the current conditions right now. We're at 66 and cloudy in Dundalk, 65 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, President Trump canceled a planned news conference and a bill signing ceremony for the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, declaring he would not sign the bipartisan bill until the Save America Act was sent to his desk. Personally, not a fan of the Road to Housing Act. I think whenever government gets involved in pricing of housing, whether it's cable prices or housing prices, it always goes up. So, again, I could really care less if the Housing Act passes or not. But the president is holding hostage until he can get the Save America Act passed. And said then he had to go over and deliver Who Struck John to a leaderless Thune and the rest of the buffoons in the U.S. Senate leadership. And here he is coming out of that meeting, which, by the way, we understand that he and disgraced Rhino Bill Cassidy got into a shouting match during the closed-door Senate GOP launch. And there were others there as well. Rick Scott and Mike Lee stood up with President Trump for the Save America Act during this GOP luncheon. But here's what he had to say to reporters right after that luncheon.
I think we had a really great meeting. And we're very proud of the party. We like our leader. We like everybody really in the room. I don't like a few people, but that's okay. I think you know who they are. But I'll give you that information someday. But for the most part, we have a really well-unified party. And I said it very strongly. We have the hottest country anywhere in the world. We're the most powerful. We're the smartest. We're the most respected. 2 years ago, we were a laughingstock all over the world. We had a terrible
group of people representing us. Every leader, I just left G7, every leader, and we had a lot of people in addition to G7, as you know, came. Everyone said, what we've done in a year and a half is a miracle. We have the hottest country in the world, and we want to keep it that way. We have more factories being built right now than we have at any point, at any time in the history of our country. And all of those factories are opening up soon. It's all jobs. And our job numbers are incredible anyway. I see that oil just broke the $70 number. Who would have thought that was going to happen? And that's during a war. And Iran is being very nice. They're agreeing to everything that I want. And they have to. Otherwise, we just go back and do what we have to do. Thank you very much.
I should point out that John Thune somehow rushed through a toothless Iran War Powers Act to hamstring Trump in the Senate for Republicans voting with the Democrats there. And that will go nowhere in the House. He managed to get that through, but not the Save America Act. Thune is the problem and needs to be removed. Of course, the great kickoff of the Great American State Fair last night in Washington, including B-2 stealth bomber flyover at the big Trump rally. And here's how it sounded in D.C. last night.
Tonight, right here on the National Mall, we are beginning the most unforgettable birthday party any country has ever seen. Oh, you're going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time. This evening, it's my honor to officially kick off the celebration with the Great American State Fair. It's going to be great. It's going to be unbelievable. So from today through July 10th, this event will showcase all 56 states and territories. There will be no military flyovers. And I want to tell you something, because they're going to be beyond flyovers. There'll be something like you've never seen. You get just a little tiny glimpse of it tonight. By the way, how good is our Air Force? How good is our... Nobody's ever seen those planes. They are serious planes. When the bad guys see those planes come, they say, we give up. But we're going to have special performances, patriotic music, high-tech demonstrations, unique exhibitions, a FIFA fan zone, which is great, and it really has been big stuff, and even an old-fashioned rodeo. I love rodeo. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. Then on July 4th, we will have the greatest show of all on the National Mall. Your favorite president will be speaking. So please show up. Because if we have two empty seats, you know what's going to happen? The fake news is going to say he didn't fill out the arena. No, I'll be speaking. I'll be very proudly speaking as we ring in our 250th year with the largest fireworks display in world history. 10 times larger than any that we've ever done in Washington or in the United States. So if you like fireworks, then in August, we're going to have what's called the Patriot Games, a first of its kind competition featuring the greatest high school athletes from all across the United States. And applications are open through July 10th. These are the best athletes in the country, young athletes. And soon thereafter, we'll have a Freedom 250 Grand Prix right here in Washington around the Capitol.
Yeah, it's a lot of big events. I'm going to be in D.C. that weekend of July 3rd and 4th, so looking forward to that. Trump ordered the DOJ to investigate big oil, saying Americans are getting gouged after the Middle East peace breakthrough as price of oil, a barrel, has dropped, and we're not seeing coinciding price drops at the pumps as of yet. So we'll see what happens. That's the way it was, 522 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, and the call for GOP unity, is it being heard or ignored here in Maryland?
Tonight on Fox.
What a huge, huge moment.
America's World Cup dream continues.
Shot taken, go!
Don't miss Christian Pulisic lead out the Stars and Stripes in a huge final group matchup.
Again! The U.S. has scored!
Against Turkey. USA, Turkey. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Turkey, tonight at 10 on Fox 45.
Every day, Fox 45 News holds our leaders accountable.
How can you say that
everything's safe after what was found in this report.
Questioning how your money is being spent.
It's easy for nonprofits to hide money.
If they can't comply with the law, what are they getting tax dollars for?
Being relentless when no answers are given.
Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
You trust us to hold our leaders accountable, and we deliver. Watch and see the difference only on Fox 45 News.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels are still backed up. 15-minute delays thereabouts right in that area. 95 looking at it live here is backed up to and beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So this morning, just the heavy traffic, the no incidents right now on the southbound side. Beltway is filled in just a bit. Parkville side through Green Spring, the west side, still has a lot of gaps in the traffic. So basically, it's okay from 795 down through Frederick Road. The accident that was on the ramp from I-70 westbound to Route 32, now on the shoulder of the ramp westbound onto Route 32 from I-70 is back open once again. Construction delays and they block a lane during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cool start, heating up later this afternoon, upper 80s. Right now 65 and cloudy in Columbia, 67 in Owings Mills. The call for unity has gone out by the Republican nominee for governor, Dan Cox.
So I'm calling to all Democrats, independents, and my fellow Republicans who may have voted for our other candidates, to unite with purpose to save our state and place it back on the path of safety and opportunity for all. I'm asking you, everyone who's watching, please join us. Join our Common Sense campaign at dancoxforgovernor.com. Ask your friends to sign up as well, so that together we can continue to build our grassroots army and win our state back for us and our children. Thank you all for this win. It's your win. Now let's go beat Wes Moore and renew Maryland.
Now, I looked at both the opponents' Facebook pages and the messages, both Ed Hale Sr. and John Myrick, both thanking their supporters and everybody who worked very hard on their campaigns to try to get them elected, albeit in a disappointing loss, and I get that. But there was no message of congratulations. There was no call for unity by either man. You look at this, and it's unfortunate. And look, I understand. Cox, had some blistering criticisms of both his rivals, Ed Hale and John Myrick. Myrick did the same thing as well. Ed Hale pretty much stayed above the fray. He really didn't get down in the dirt. But at the same time, if the main concern is Maryland, the state of our state, and what Governor Moore is doing it, at some point you have to put aside these differences and you have to rally together. I understand it may be difficult. It's like when two opposing teams are, going at it on the battlefield, on the football field. But at the end of the game, there's a common theme, and that might be to offer a prayer or, to do something for somebody that has had some misfortune fall on them. Whatever the case may be, it is time to unify. If you don't unify, if you continue to insist on this schism in the Republican Party, then you are going to get four more years of Wes Moore.
So some of the comments that I've seen going on Facebook and some of the local Maryland conservative political groups are things like this. So when will the Hale supporters come together behind the candidate, or will they be the backstabbing traitors that we know they are? And another one was, let's see. I hope all of you that swallowed the hail pill will now get behind Dan Cox. This is not about personality or MAGA. And then someone even used AI to create this official-looking apology form to Dan Cox, where you're supposed to fill out and check boxes. You apologize for doubting Dan Cox. You recognize now he can win, blah, blah, blah. And okay, you know, fine. Maybe that's a joke. But I think that, you know, is that helpful from the Dan Cox supporters?
It's not helpful. No, it's not helpful for anybody. And I see the same thing from the Hale people on social media and from the Myrick people, frankly. All these people are disappointed that they lost. They thought their candidate was the guy. And I get that. I get the disappointment. Maybe it's too soon, but we don't have the luxury. We're going to have an election in about 5.5 months from now. And if you're really concerned about this state, all this stuff has to be put aside. Look, the Maryland GOP is already broken. If you want to banish it into the desert for the next 40 years, then continue to behave like this and continue this sniping at each other, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Democrats don't do this.
Well, let me just say this. I mean, you can sort of understand sore losers and poor, or at least in the first couple of days as you're trying to accept the results. But I really don't understand sore and poor winners. I mean, that's unnecessary. And to be honest, a lot of the nastiness came from their candidate during the primary. So I understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying we shouldn't unite eventually. But I think in the first couple of days, I mean, look, Dan Cox ran a very different campaign this time. And we talked about that before. He was sort of a Boy Scout type of a candidate last time. And he still won the primary, saying on the high road. And this time he chose not to do it that way. And you say it was blistering criticism. Now, there could have been blistering criticism of policies, and that was fair. But it wasn't like that. He went into personal attacks. He did twist a lot of things in Ed Hale's book that weren't fair and misrepresented them. And I know because I read the book last year because I did want to know who Ed Hale was before, you know, I looked into him further. So that was a little twisted. So I think it's hard when someone lies. It's sort of hard to get over that immediately.
I'm just saying, I know what you're saying. Politics is hardball in these kinds of races. There are going to be things that are said probably candidates shouldn't say or would like to take back what they've said. But the big difference between why Democrats win and Republicans lose is they put it aside. They circle the wagons. We don't.
I would just say the burden is on everyone. I don't think it's just on Ed Hale or John Myrick. It's also on Dan Cox, and it's also on all of the voters.
He's the one calling for unity, be the leader.
So reach out. Because when you attack a candidate, maybe you can say you're only attacking the candidate, but you do attack all of their supporters, and then they remember that. So you got to keep that in mind.
All right. If you're not ready for the 4th of July in your backyard, head over to Town Appliance and Owings Mills right now. Be the best outdoor griller around. Top brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your Oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit while keeping you on or under budget. Take advantage of flexible financing options as well. Town Appliance, for your amazing summer grills, 4th of July event headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information. 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that more Maryland families are choosing to leave the state. And new projections show that trend could have a major impact on local schools, costing districts hundreds of millions of dollars. Whitney and Matt Schlesinger are packing up decades of Maryland memories. Whitney was born and raised in Maryland. Her husband, Matt, has lived in Maryland for 25 years. Their two kids who attend Baltimore County Public Schools have never lived anywhere else. But they're part of a growing movement where people are choosing to leave the state. According to the Maryland Chamber of Commerce, between 2020 and 2024, Maryland lost 120,435 residents to other states, the sixth most among the 50 states. And Mayor Brandon Scott is refusing to provide updates on an internal investigation into one of his top advisors after a Fox 45 news investigation raised questions about how taxpayer resources are being used inside City Hall. When asked Wednesday whether there were any developments in the investigation involving Special Advisor Marvin James, Scott offered a brief response. The comment comes days after a Fox 45 news investigation showed James appearing to spend little time at City Hall over a three-week period while using a city-issued vehicle to travel throughout the Baltimore area and to Washington, D.C. and a group of Republican candidates, a voter and an election integrity organization, are asking an Anne Arundel County Circuit Court judge to stop the state from certifying primary election results until election officials contact every voter whose original ballot was rejected and allow them to correct the problem. The lawsuit filed in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court against the State Board of Elections comes a month after state election officials acknowledged that some Maryland voters were mistakenly mailed ballots for the wrong political party and sent replacement ballots to affected voters. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's been an update on this wreck in Hagerstown where tractor-trailer was involved. One lane is now open westbound on I-70 at exit 24. So that's going to help out with the traffic locally now in that area. We had seen some of the overflow traffic moving away from the interstate. Now they can come back, but you'll be in a single lane on the westbound side. 15-minute delays at least on the southbound side at both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major on the Beltway. Baltimore County said they were out with a new accident. Be careful on Reisterstown Road. It looks to be between McDonough Road and the Beltway on 140, so we'll try to get a direction on that. But in the meantime, heads up for the flashing lights there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon with highs back to the mid to upper 80s. A little bit more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker, rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds skulk home at 4-5 on the West Coast swing following yesterday's tough-to-take loss. 7-6 at the hands of the Angels. Two wild plays in the bottom of the 10th, including an error by Keegan Aiken and a swinging bunt did the Birds in. Explained in the postgame by manager Albernaz.
The first one off the end of the bat, kind of in the four-hole. Pete, looks like Pete took the initial step to go get it and realized JJ was there. Aiken did a good job getting off the mound, but it looked like as Aiken was closing to the bag, Pete was closing to the bag as well. So Aiken looked like he slowed up a little bit, not knowing who was going to be there. And then, you know, obviously he missed the ball and then it was like, Chenault kicked it down there. And then the last one, swinging bunt, Sammy thought he could tag the guy and he didn't. He went around him. Yeah.
Loss drops the Birds to 38-44 in the season, 11.5 games behind New York in the American League, who, by the way, were involved in a rubber game yesterday in Detroit.
High drive, left field, green back, track, wall, see ya! A long home run for Dominguez, a two-run shot, and the Yankees lead 4-2.
Michael Kay with the call on the YES Network. Jason Dominguez off Turek Skubal, no less. That shot came in the sixth, and 4-2 was the final. Yanks over the Tigers, Paul Goldschmidt with two solo blasts for New York, giving him six in his last 11 games. Now, meanwhile, quite an uncomfortable moment in the Giants dugout the other day. This was Buster Posey, their general manager, refusing to discuss the Pride Night situation days after it occurred to the media.
I mentioned that I'm not going to revisit it, so if you want to ask baseball questions, I'll answer baseball questions.
Were you planning to reach out to the gay community about any of this, or no?
Again, if you want to go baseball questions, I made my statement on it. I'll answer baseball questions.
And this thing went on for about 2.5 minutes until Giants PR threatened to pull Posey from the dugout. Of course, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred issuing an apology to the Giants players for reprimanding them for writing on their hats in the Pride situation. And quite a different moment when U.S. striker Alex Freeman scored that header against Australia in the World Cup to give the men a one-goal lead last Friday on their way to a 2-0 win, clinching a spot in the knockout round. Perhaps even more special for his dad, Baltimore's own Antonio Freeman, the Green Bay Packers' great Super Bowl hero who went to Poly and then went on to Virginia Tech. The elder Freeman pouring out his heart on the after-hour sports show on Fox that was hosted by James Corden.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
All right, so let's get to that comment by Antonio Freeman here.
Very proud. I think I'm more proud of the young man he's become. I mean, his teammates love him. The coaches, they love him. And I think watching him make that goal, it just took everything full circle.
Proud papa there, Antonio Freeman. Of course, the great Poly wide receiver, and then on to Virginia Tech, and then on to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know, when your son does something, and he also mentioned that, you know, when he scored the touchdown in the Super Bowl, it was great for his team and his fans, but when his son scored the goal, it was great for the country.
Right.
And I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So the great Baltimore connection there. How much time did he actually spend in Baltimore?
He was here for when he grew up. He grew up in Baltimore, and he played high school ball in Baltimore, and then he went to Virginia Tech, and I don't think he's really been back since.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of living.
Right.
But, yeah, he spent his formative years here. Sidebar, you know, they played City every year
right.
in the Turkey Day game.
Mm-hmm.
There was one game at Memorial Stadium where he scored three long touchdown passes from Chris Lafferman, the quarterback. This was back like in 88 or 89. And I think they beat City that year 21-0. It was quite a memorable City Poly game.
Yeah.
Or Poly City game, depending on where.
Depending on your allegiance.
Affinity.
Exactly.
All
right. Thanks, Gary. Great story. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We have seen a number of issues here of late where the Trump administration is going after fraudsters. And the stories, Biden DEA let in 1 million fentanyl pills onto the streets of our country, according to a whistleblower. The Trump DOJ has charged 15 illegals in a $1.4 million Massachusetts benefit fraud scam and scheme. 11 illegal aliens living under stolen identities were stealing SNAP food stamps, Medicaid, disability, unemployment benefits. FBI agents have swarmed LA's Skid Row in a voter fraud investigation there after homeless residents were actually paid to register and sign multiple ballots. That is now being under full investigation. But the big enchilada is the DOJ announced just the other day, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, the results of their 2026 National Health Care Fraud Takedown, charged in 45 states. 455 defendants to the tune of $6.5 billion with a B dollars.
Today we are here to announce the results of the 2026 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. This announcement marks the greatest combined federal and state effort in combating healthcare fraud in history. Thanks to the leadership of President Trump and the Vice President and all those folks standing behind me and next to me, we are more united than ever before. This team is working tirelessly to take down fraudsters who steal from taxpayer-funded programs and prey on vulnerable Americans. When we talk about the team that's working on these cases, I want to give some context around that. There are 9 healthcare fraud strike forces that have been part of this effort. 57 U.S. attorneys' offices, 41 state attorney general's offices, not red states, not blue states, but both working together with the federal government. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including inspector generals, some of the agencies that are here with me on this stage. That's what we talk about when we say this is an all-government approach to combating fraud. It's not just the Department of Justice. It's not just HHS. It's all government, including working with our state and local partners.
This was all going on under previous Democrat and Republican presidential administrations. For decades now, we, the taxpayers, have been ripped off and severely. You talk about adding to the national debt and deficit. Some of the stuff might total up to $1 trillion or more. The U.S. DOJ launched its massive 26 national health care fraud takedown, as you just heard. But wait, there's more. California emerged as a primary hotspot, highlighting an elaborate $27 million scheme where Los Angeles hospice owners weaponized the identities of dead individuals. It is unknown how many funeral homes or employees participated in data selling network. They would sell the names of dead people that they would process their bodies, and then they would get benefits for them in a hospice. They were already dead. This is just, it is not only criminal, it's moral depravity. It just shows you just how low these people are, pond scum. And I think they should be locked up for life. You've got to send a message that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form. Billions, if not trillions of dollars, and it's been going on for years. Thank goodness for Doge. Thank goodness for the Trump administration for finally taking action. This is the kind of stuff the FBI should be taking down. Not pro-lifers, not school board parents, which is what the Biden regime did with great pleasure. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Get a chance to match wits with the whole panel here this morning and win some WCBM merchandise. Get an update, traffic weather on the threes with Lug Nuts Johnson.
We're getting a report of a train that is involved in a wreck now. We're trying to get some more information. It sounds like it's on CSX tracks. Keep an ear on that. Baltimore County just dispatching that out. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. That construction area in Harford County, they knocked down one lane. They work during the rush hour. They've been doing it forever. It just seems like they decide to work during the day and not overnight. Northbound 95 at Route 24. The accident on Reisterstown Road was minor. It was at Reisterstown Road at Avalon Way. So that's north of the Beltway and around McDonough Road in that area. You might still have a deputy through there. Both the Harbor Tunnels still running with about 15-minute delays. Some brake lights on the Parkville side, mostly around Harford Road. The inner loop through Green Spring is busy, and the outer loop, different areas get a little bit slow from time to time, anywhere from Liberty Road down through Route 40 West. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, last chance to play. Choose your fake news. Lines are open, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, but you got to call right now. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cool this morning, but we're starting to heat up. That heat and humidity will crank up later on this afternoon into tomorrow and Saturday as well. Today we're going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, with scattered showers or storms possible through the afternoon and into Saturday as well. So it could be somewhat of a wet weekend here in the area. It's going to really heat up, I think, next week is when we're back up into the 90s again. Right now, 69 and cloudy in Annapolis. It is 68 in Pikesville. Time to play Choose Your Fake News. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we have some WCBM merchandise. We have some of Maggie's artifacts that have been left around the building.
You can't do that.
Yes. We have an artifact collector that goes and finds things.
I saw the glass case getting wheeled in. Put it up.
That's right. All right, our contestant today, Mike in Catonsville. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, y'all. Morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right, good luck, Mike. Here are your stories. Fifth graders at a woke Upper West Side Elementary School in New York pantomimed getting shot by police during a pupil performance, shocking some parents and educators and outraging the police, as you might imagine. The 10 and 11-year-olds danced to Glory by John Legend and rapper Common with lyrics about Ferguson, Missouri, where a white police officer, Darren Wilson, fatally shot Big Mike Brown as he allegedly tried to take the police officer's weapon from him. Remember, hands up, don't shoot.
Right.
Story 2, the Washington Compost tested a number of high-profile AI chatbots and found that all of them, including Elon Musk's Grok, leaned to the right. Apparently, they tested models from OpenAI, ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and others using political questions designed by researchers to gauge how chatbots respond to hot-button political issues. The results suggest the chatbots do have indeed clear political leanings, but they lean right. President Trump had signed an executive order mandating that bots be neutral, nonpartisan tools. Story 3, mutant sewer rats have been discovered in America's biggest cities. In New York, in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and yes, even in Baltimore, the rats are genetically mutating to be resilient to poison. 5 out of every 6 rodents tested displayed at least one mutation, and that's the reason why they're able to multiply in great number, and the poisons aren't working.
Well, they are smoking crack.
What happened to the alligators? Chuck, bring a few with you next time you visit.
All right, story 1. Woke.
Bring us some shoes.
Woke in a New York City fifth graders pantomime getting shot by the cops. Story 2, Washington Post says AI chatbots lean to the right. Or story 3, mutant sewer rats now being averse to poisons in our major cities. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
Well, I don't know. I've been listening to this information I'm trying to get. I'm going to go with the rats, because I know several rats.
Is that a disclaimer?
We'll talk about our sales department like that way. They work hard.
I can't focus. I've got to listen to traffic. Yes. I can't focus on the content.
Yes. That's, I'm listening to a train wreck.
Laying the groundwork if he gets it wrong.
26 cars involved.
Right. It's a win-win for him, because
exactly.
If he gets it wrong, he can blame the information.
Right. If he gets it right.
Yeah, it's a good
he
guess.
He won and he was doing
exactly.
His job.
Very good, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Story 3 for Chuck. Thank you.
For being so kind, Mr. Casey.
I just, shut up. I got to go with Mr. Chuck. I've got to go with number 3.
Right. You like the mutant rats. All right, Kristen?
Yeah, it was funny. AI is a little more right-leaning in what I've tested it than you would think. Although maybe it's also because Washington Post is so far left, a moderate answer seems right to them. I don't know. But anyway, I think that's true. And I think, sadly, the fifth grader story is true. So I think I will also go with number 3.
All right, that's 3 for 3. Mike, what are you thinking?
I'm going to make it unanimous.
All right. It's unanimous. Story number 1, the fifth grader's pantomiming getting shot by the cops as part of a dance routine. That's a true story.
Isn't that cute?
Story number 2, the Washington Post finding AI chatbots lean to the right. That is our fake news story of the day. In fact,
so we have mutant rats after all.
They lean to the far left. Wow. That's what the conclusion was. Okay. Sorry about that, Mike. Thanks for listening and playing the game.
All right.
Appreciate that. 7:50. Yes, we do have mutant rats.
They're what? They're,
and they're marching right now
down the hall.
Okay. To your office.
Can I interject for a moment?
Yes, sir.
Outer Loop Providence Road, new wreck there, and I'm listening to this train wreck. Initial reports say 26 cars involved hit a passenger car.
Mm.
I do believe it's over on the east side off of Pulaski Highway. Normally, we get something with CSX. It's in that area outside the Beltway where the trains all go that way through Amtrak and up through there. But this is a 26-car train that apparently hit a car.
Oh, no. Oh. All right, thoughts and prayers there, that's for
sure. That's all I have right now. I'm trying to get exactly pinpointed where it is. But I'm hearing Schaefer Lane. That's out in that area.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Chuck. We had an update in about 3 minutes or so. By the way, if you're a contractor and you're trying to keep your kitchen or remodeling project on time, on budget, moving no matter what, that's why you have to get to know my good friend Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Jumper Road, Baltimore County, his entire team, they help contractors with that fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it needs to be. Plus, they'll save you a ton of money as well. Whether you need cabinets, granite, quartz, or quartzite countertops, they can help you keep that job moving and on time and under budget. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. It's a massive showroom. I saw it just a couple of weeks ago, and stop in and see Mike and tell him I sent you to Elegant Kitchen and Design.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on maidpro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. Maidpro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. American poet Carl Sandburg once said, when a nation goes down or society perishes, one condition may always be found. They forgot where they came from. Ronald Reagan said America was founded by people who believed that God was their rock of safety. He said, I recognize we must be cautious in claiming that God is on our side, but I think it's all right to keep asking if we're on his side. Sadly, I don't believe that is the case any longer. We took him out of our schools over 60 years ago, and when a nation stops recognizing him to its young, then it's only a matter of time when you forget him altogether. Well, that's where America finds itself today. Proverbs 14 says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. America is condemned because she has forgotten God. It's only a matter of time until we fall completely. You can access our Moments of Truth at cubhillchurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway is on the outer loop as you're coming up the hill to Providence Road. It's kind of squeezing the right lane just a bit, so they're looking at it. You'll have a delay as you're coming down the hill through Lock Raven Boulevard and over from Herring Parkway. There's a new wreck in Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100 at the area of the BW Parkway. So anybody west of 170 coming over through Arundel Mills, you'll have a delay there on the westbound side. We're still tracking this information on a train wreck. It looks like it's over on the east side off of Pulaski Highway, so it's not going to be a traffic problem. And there's a lot of equipment arriving in that area, so I've got one ear on that, one eye on everything else. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cool start to the day. Heat and humidity this afternoon in the mid or upper 80s. Right now, cloudy, 68 in Parkville, 67 in Severn. I'm just going to read some of the texts and emails I've been getting here this morning regarding the concept of unity here in this election cycle after a bitter Republican primary. Dan says, I think if Hale and others do not back the Republican winner, that will indicate they were never for Maryland and in it only for themselves. Fred says, I voted for John Myrick, but now I'll support Dan Cox. If I can do that, why can't Hale and Myrick? I suggest they put the big boy pants on and publicly support Cox and boot out Moore. If they don't, then we're not serious about removing Moore and saving Maryland. Lisa says, Sean, can you get Myrick and Hale back on the show? Yeah, we'll try. We'll reach out to all of them again and see what we can do there. And if we can play mediator or peacekeeper. Harriet says she's angry at Dan Cox because I know most Maryland Republicans didn't vote for him. Well, the voting results wouldn't indicate otherwise, but she claims it's the teachers union that switched parties and voted for Dan Cox, which put him in office. Ron and Glenn Burney says if Ed Hale was truly opposed to tax more, he would back Dan Cox 100%, but it sounds like he's going to be like Lockdown Larry and throw a temper tantrum. These are all listeners that are not my opinions, folks. And so that's just a sample. I've got many more that I can share with you. But again, look, I understand it's bitter, and it's here's the way I look at it. Ravens play a tough game against the Steelers and lose. And let's say they just get blitzed. That loss can stick with you the rest of the week and the rest of the season and haunt you, so you don't have a successful year. But if you they always say you 24 hours to 48 hours, you put it behind you, you forget about it, and you move on to the next game. In this case, you move on to the next election. This is the big game here in the state of Maryland. So, again, at some point, I don't know what the time frame is. It might be 48 hours. Maybe it's a little bit more in some cases. But eventually, don't we have to put this behind us and move on?
Perhaps. It's hard. I can understand it. And, you know, I think the thing that surprised me was that 4 years ago, Dan ran the way the other two candidates did this time. He stayed above the insults, and he worked very hard, and he was as organized as he could, even though he clearly was not getting any establishment help. And he had a lot of attacks and name-calling on him. So it surprised me that this time he ran where he did the name-calling and he did the personal attacks, because I would think out of anybody he would understand how, you know, unfair that is, and how that the race shouldn't be about that. So that did surprise me. He did seem to have sort of a chip on his shoulder this time, which typically that doesn't help a candidate. Usually when you're kind of negative and you sound angry, that doesn't usually help. And I don't blame him for being angry about what happened to him 4 years ago. I was a proud Cox voter. I voted for him in the primary and the general 4 years ago. So, and I never regretted that, because I thought Kelly Scholz was a horrible candidate that didn't work at all. So I stand by that, even though I'm sorry we got more. But you know, I thought he was the best candidate 4 years ago. And I certainly think he has a right to be angry with the Maryland general, you know, Republican leadership and Kelly Scholz and Larry Hogan, what they did to him. But that wasn't Ed Hale, and that wasn't John Myrick who did that to him 4 years ago. So I didn't really understand the anger that he kind of showed 4 years ago. So I think that sometimes when you make your bed, you do have to lay in a little bit, and it takes time again. So that's what I'm saying. I think the burden is on everybody. I don't think the burden is just on Ed Hale or just on John Myrick or just on our sports. And the burden is also on the Cox supporters. I don't understand the flaunting and then poking people on Facebook either. So that doesn't help. So that's my point.
Reach out. Be ambassadors for your candidate, whether you voted for him or not. And again,
because they're going to need us. They're going to need us. Yeah.
We have a common enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. And the enemy of,
but the Cox camp has to realize that, too. They need the Hale supporters and the Myrick supporters and whoever voted for all the other guys, because you need all the Republicans, plus you got to get a certain percentage of the moderates and the independents, and hopefully, if there's any moderate St. Democrats in the state, you got to win those over. So they shouldn't be too quick to celebrate and kind of dance on the graves of the other primary candidates, because they're going to need
everyone. I also think that the rift that was caused by Lockdown Larry has never fully healed. And I think until that heals, and again, we saw it with people like Chris West and J.B. Jennings and Wade Katch going after Nino Mangione and Sally Taylor and other conservatives in the race. Until that rift goes away, then there may, again, I don't want to say it's hopeless, but it's certainly not encouraging at this point. Best Casey and Company, available each every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBM Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the U.S. stands ready to help Venezuela as it deals with a devastating natural disaster. It's killed at least 164 people, almost 1,000 injured.
Powerful back-to-back earthquakes struck Venezuela on Wednesday evening. The 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes collapsed buildings and sent panicked residents into the streets as communities across the South American country sustained damage. Buildings were evacuated in cities and areas were impacted as far as Brazil's Amazon, about 1,000 miles from Venezuela's capital.
Y estamos en este momento.
Acting President Delcy Rodriguez declared a state of emergency. The earthquakes, among the strongest to strike Venezuela in more than a century, occurred shortly after 6 p.m. local time. I'm Karen Shaman.
And less powerful quakes have rattled parts of Northern California and Japan. Just as President Trump predicted, oil prices are coming down now that the Iran war seems on its way to being resolved. But the president's upset that gas prices, also on the decline, remain stubbornly high, suggesting that big oil could be to blame.
So it's ExxonMobil, it's Chevron, it's Shell, it's BP, it's a lot of them. The gasoline or the oil prices have come down so much, and we are not seeing anything at the pump by comparison to what it should be.
Today's AAA national average, $3.91 a gallon for regular. That's down a penny from yesterday, but the president says he thinks gas should be going for about $2.25 a gallon. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 90 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 620 points, gain of more than 2%. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway, crowding the right lane, the outer loop coming up the hill to Providence Road. So again today, another problem in that same area like we had yesterday, and we're back up again today, all the way back beyond Hartford Road and backing up towards Bel Air Road. So Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill again today to get away from that backup on the Beltway. If you're coming up the hill, you'll need to stay to the center and the left-hand lane. Pretty good size backup on Route 100 westbound as you're traveling over from 295 or towards 295 to Arundel Mills and coming over from Ridge Road. The accident is very close to the bridge at 295. That's a good backup right now. Long delay on the westbound side of Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon with highs back to the mid to upper 80s. A little bit more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker, rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Randallstown and 72 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland drivers are being squeezed at the pump and through rising registration fees, only to watch the lion's share of their contributions bypass the state's crumbling highways as the state prepares for a gas tax increase next month. A spotlight on Maryland review of budget documents reveals a stark disconnect between the revenue collected from drivers and the condition of the pavement beneath their tires. While the state's Transportation Trust Fund is fueled by vehicle-related charges, just about 26% of that money is currently directed toward highways. Instead, roughly 52% is funneled into public transit, a funding shift that has ballooned since 2008, leaving many motorists footing the bill for a system they say is failing them. And four Teslas caught fire at the Owings Mills dealership on Wednesday evening, according to the fire department in Baltimore County. The winning Maryland lottery number pick three was 917, the pick four, 5516. 8:05 on Casey and Company, Steinelt Sports coming up next.
Low testosterone doesn't just affect your libido. It can quietly drain energy, endurance, and confidence before most men realize what's happening. You start feeling it everywhere, in the gym, on the stairs, even how you move through the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality. Both available this Men's Health Month as buy one, get two more completely free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, while ActiFlex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery. So movement and performance feel natural again. Go to res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG to buy one bottle of Prime RX or ActiFlex and get two more free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Move stronger, recover faster. Shop online and get your two bottles for free at res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's were just one strike away yesterday from taking 2 of 3 from the Angels.
And now Ohapi with the winning run at third. Talked before about some of the strange day games that end up unfolding here. And the check swing bouncer, going to be a tough play. Basile reaches. He has no play. Say goodnight to the Orioles. The Angels win a wild game that finishes with a kick ball and a swinging bunt single.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on Angels broadcast TV. Logan Ohapi plating the winning run on that swinging bunt down the third baseline. Sam Basile fielded but couldn't make the tag. 7-6 Angels, and they take the series as the Birds come home 4-5 from their West Coast swing. After the game, manager Albanez was asked, should Basile have tried to get the out at first?
In his mind, like Logan, even though he's a catcher, he runs well. And so I'm guessing Sammy was doing a calculus of, or in his head of, you know, if I spin and throw, is it going to be safe or is it easier to get the tag to guy?
He tried to make the right play, no doubt about it. Birds are off today. Start a weekend set with the Nats tomorrow night at Camden Yards. Speaking of the Nats, how you think they're feeling today?
Swing and a fly ball, right field, it's deep. Wood going back toward the wall. It is gone!
Oh, wow.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Derek Hill with the two-run blast. And for the second straight night, the Phillies, down to their last strike, come back to beat the Nats 5-4 last night in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, the league that's killing its golden goose. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore City now is embarking on a five-year crime plan, and residents not happy with the current one. We'll explain. Mackenzie Frost joins us. She goes in-depth. We talk about election results. And the ghost employee of Mayor Scott's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Wes Moore said yesterday, lawmakers will be summoned to Annapolis soon to clear the way for the state to redraw its congressional district boundaries to further favor Democrats. Specifically, they want to rid the state of Republicans. There's only one. That'd be Andy Harris in CD1. And they want to go in and have a special session either mid to late July for just a couple of days. And this is now apparently Electric Bill Ferguson, since he's free of a political challenge by Bobby LePin. He beat him. He can do whatever he wants now. And Jocelyn Paymore Melnick is now calling for the legislature to be ready. Set some days aside. And specifically, the General Assembly, or Insane Asylum, as I refer to them, likely to rewrite part of the state constitution in order to give lawmakers a free hand in drawing state boundaries. That would have to be approved by voters this November, but it wouldn't take place this year. It would probably most likely be in 2028. The Constitution of this state requires districts to be compact and take into consideration natural boundaries and the boundaries of cities and counties. One of those natural boundaries, is the Chesapeake Bay. And what Democrats are proposing is that they cross the bay with an imaginary boundary line to pull in more votes from central Maryland, which Anne Arundel County, which is now largely moving into the direction of almost all Democrat. That's the way they would get rid of Andy Harris and redraw the first district to become. So there'd be no Republicans representing Maryland whatsoever. So while Republicans are quibbling and fighting each other, Democrats are doing what they do best. Defeat Republicans at their own game. And that is what's happening in the state as we speak right now. That's why we need strong leadership. We need warriors. We need fighters. We don't need whiners. Okay, time to put the big shoes on here and go out and fight. I get it. I mean, you lost. It's tough to lose. I hate to lose. But even worse is losing to Westmore and getting reelected this fall. So keep that in mind. Baltimore County, looks like there was a vote for change. But change isn't always for the better. Change can be for the worse. They're talking about Julian Jones now. You'll hear this a lot. First black county executive, maybe. They've already elected him. They give Pat Dyer no shot whatsoever on the Republican side. So maybe that's to his advantage. But then you have, of course, the fight between him and Izzy Patoka got nasty. Julian Jones, I think, if you looked at him carefully as the county council president, you'll get the same thing as county executive. And that was not a good performance. Not a good resume. Especially when it came to what he did with the inspector general. Okay. Remember Kelly Madigan? And what happened there? Well, that's just a brief little microcosm of what Julian Jones is capable of, and that's not good for the county. And of course, you know what they want to do. They want to create a supermajority at the county council level. And then for Sarah David, article in the Sun paper this morning saying that, well, voters want to change. Well, it's helped when you have $1 million of outside money from George Soros pouring into a local race to take out an incumbent like Scott Schellenberger. And by the way, Sarah David, she worked with and under Marilyn Mosby. So you get a little, that's not change for the better, folks. You may have wanted change, but it won't be change for the better. She, I would predict right now, if she continues in the vein of Marilyn Mosby, she'll be a one-termer, that's for sure. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like the wreck that was on the outer loop in the right shoulder area before Providence Road may have cleared now. The pace back at the Providence, or make that Perrin Parkway, looks a little better. Was backed up to Bel Air Road, so that's better. So it's starting to move again, so we're making a little progress now with that wreck clearing from the right shoulder. Westbound Route 100 now is the problem in Anne Arundel County. The backup starting at the ramp at 170. It's going over through Arundel Mills. The wreck is westbound near the bridge at 295. And, of course, a 100 westbound is only a two-lane road. Anything happens there, 50% of the capacity very quickly goes down. So a long delay on the westbound side, at least 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer as you're traveling west of I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A cool start to the day. Heat and humidity return by later on this afternoon and over the weekend, where we have more threats of thunderstorm and shower activity both tomorrow afternoon through Saturday. 71 and cloudy in Annapolis. It's 68 in Ellicott City. Birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. It was on this day, June the 25th, 1876, Native American forces led by Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull defeat the U.S. Army and the troops of Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer in the Battle of Little Bighorn near southern Montana's Little Bighorn River. Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, they were Lakota Sioux leaders, strongly resisted the mid-19th century efforts of the U.S. government to confine their people to reservations. In 1875, after gold was discovered in South Dakota's Black Hills, the U.S. Army ignored previous treaty agreements and invaded the region. This betrayal led many Sioux and Cheyenne tribesmen to leave their reservations and join Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse in Montana. By the late spring of 1876, more than 10,000 Native Americans had gathered in a camp along the Little Bighorn River, which they called the Greasy Grass, in defiance of U.S. War Department orders to return to the reservations or risk being attacked. In mid-June of that year, the columns of U.S. soldiers, three of them, lined up against the camp, prepared to march. A force of 1,200 Native Americans turned back the first column on June 17th. 5 days later, General Alfred Terry ordered Custer's 7th Cavalry to scout ahead for the enemy troops. On the morning of June the 25th, Custer drew near the camp, decided to press on ahead rather than wait for reinforcements. At midday, Custer's 600 men entered the Little Bighorn Valley. Among the Native Americans, word quickly spread of impending attack. The older Sitting Bull rallied the warriors and saw to the safety of the women and children, while Crazy Horse set off with a large force to meet the attackers head-on. Despite Custer's desperate attempts to regroup his men, they were quickly overwhelmed. Custer and some 200 men in his battalion were attacked by as many as 3,000 Native Americans within an hour. Custer and his soldiers were dead. The Battle of Little Bighorn, also called Custer's Last Stand, marked the most decisive Native American victory and the worst U.S. Army defeat in the Long Plains Indian War. The U.S. government would increase its efforts after that to subdue the tribes, and within 5 years, almost all of the Lakota tribe and the Cheyenne would be confined to reservations. And that is a look at what happened on America's 250th birthday, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 819. Another big event coming out of the election the other night is that all the Maryland sheriffs who made immigration enforcement a centerpiece of their campaigns and sued the state to preserve the ability to cooperate with ICE won their Republican primary on Tuesday night. That's a sweep that suggests a broad voter support for this local resistance to Maryland's new limits on ICE partnerships. The sheriffs who were most outspoken were the ones that won big. They are Harford County's Jeff Gaylor, Carroll County's Jim DeWeese, Worcester County's Matthew Crisafulli, Wicomico County's Mike Lewis, and Frederick County's Chuck Jenkins. All defeated their opponents easily Tuesday's Republican primary. And Chris Foley, who's been Worcester's sheriff for 8 years, he's unopposed now and there was no Democrat challenger, so he is going to be the new sheriff. So we'll see what happens in the fall. It's going to be very interesting to see if this will repeat itself by folks that are law enforcement in favor of law enforcement, in favor of getting illegal aliens out of our communities. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now on our hotline is the reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK here on this Thursday. And, Mark, if you would, please describe to me the typical financial situation of somebody who calls you for help.
I mean, right now I'm hearing from a lot of homeowners that are living on Social Security only. And basically, they're not where they want to be financially. I mean, some still have a mortgage, some don't, some are running a deficit, some aren't. But the one common theme is that with the escalation of prices over the last couple of years, they don't have the cash flow they planned on having at this point in their life. So I'm getting a lot of calls from people looking at to see if a reverse mortgage can give them that extra money each month to make things a lot easier.
So can you give us an example of how reverse mortgage actually changed someone's financial picture?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a couple I can think of right away is, just help the client whose mortgage payment was $1,300 a month, principal and interest, living on Social Security of $2,500 a month. And after the payment, he had $1,200 left for the rest of his expenses. He was sitting on a lot of equity. So, what we were able to do for him is pay off that $1,300 mortgage payment, put that back in his pocket, set up a line of credit for future expenses down the road. So getting rid of that payment and him having access to that extra money every month made a significant difference in his cash flow. And another client that just helped, taking out a home equity line of credit when rates were low, she maxed it out. On top of having a payment she couldn't afford, obviously she didn't have any more money left in that line of credit. So she actually went to her bank to see if they could refinance it, but they wouldn't because of her income. And she had been in this house for 40 years. And when I first met her, she said, "Mark, if I can't get this loan, I'm going to have to move. And that's the last thing I want to do." So I'm like, "Man, don't put the pressure on me," but she did. But we were able to pay off her existing line of credit and set up a new line of credit. Now she doesn't have to go anywhere.
So, Mark, if someone's thinking about doing a reverse mortgage, what would you say to them?
Definitely pick up the phone. I hear from our listeners all the time that, I've heard you on WCBM for all these years and I'm finally calling. If you're living on Social Security only and things are getting tight, a reverse mortgage can be a real solution. It doesn't cost anything to call. Not every situation works and a reverse mortgage is not perfect for everyone. But at least if you call, you know where you're standing and where your options are. You might qualify, you might not. But finding out is free, and I'm not going to bug you once you call. You can call me, you can ask a question, and you let me know if you want to move forward. So call, you have nothing to lose to call except knowing exactly what your options are.
And that call, that number to call?
It's 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. That's Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers, 410-788-7070. It's 8:23. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
That's pretty good size backup westbound Route 100. If you're coming over from I-97, you're heading towards Arundel Mills. The wreck was near the bridge at 295 at the Parkway. And with that, a pretty good size backup on the westbound side. Again, looking at the camera right at Ridge Road, which is at 100 and 170, is definitely solid there. More stop and go, not moving a whole lot right now. And then it goes all the way from there to Arundel Mills. So that's a big backup right now on the westbound side. You need to be prepared for that. The wreck on the Beltway did clear from the outer loop at Providence Road, trying to loosen up. Now, we're still pushing some heavy traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels, and it looks like the construction will still be the problem in Harford County. They block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather first. Oh, jeez, that's the old out cue.
Jeez.
I'm concentrating on this train wreck. Traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're going back in time on us.
I know. I'm trying to keep one ear on this train wreck. It is out off of Pulaski Highway, by the way. Hazmat scene there. All kind of stuff going on. Not a traffic problem, but it's going to be a news problem for later on this morning.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We had a cool start to the day, but slowly the heat and humidity creeping back into the area as our first full week of summer. And it's going to feel like it. Upper 80s today, humid. Scattered showers or storms possible tomorrow through Saturday as well. Right now it's cloudy, 71 in Ocean City, 69 in Severn. Let's take a call from Andy and Joppa. Good morning, Andy.
Hello, gang. Good morning to you. Hey, wanted to comment on before the 8 o'clock break there, you were talking about the unity issue with Mr. Cox and Mr. Myrick and so on. I'd like to just remind our fellow 35 was running. He called, Rubio all sorts of names.
Yeah, it was Little Hands, Cruz was Lion, yeah. Ted, et cetera, yeah.
Yeah, and so they went toe-to-toe, and within a month or so after that, everybody was good. He won the presidency. But guess what? 8 years later, they're all part of a powerhouse administration that's kicking butt. And if these guys would unify sooner than later, and unify under Mr. Cox, have place in the administration, this could be a really strong administration and team coming up for the governorship. So I just, you know, reach out for Mr. Hale's crew. Guys, I understand it hurts when you lose. I'm an independent. I'm looking at both sides. I don't like the Democratic side right now. The Republican side is the lesser of two evils in my mind. But to get the conservatives in there, you got to unify. Otherwise, it's the same stuff, different day for the next 4 years.
I'm just curious. Do you regret being unaffiliated and not having a voice in either party's nominee this time around?
At times I do, because I was a Democrat, I was a Republican, I got so upset with both parties. I went independent, and from my perspective, it's earned my vote during the general.
So, right, but then you just, you literally have two choices, unless there's, you have Green Party and Libertarians and so on and so forth, but in a two-party system, you have really, your choices are limited, unless you have can vote in the primary.
That is true, and I do consider that at times. And so, you know, it is a fair point, Sean.
Yeah, look, so, I know a lot of friends of mine are Democrats, and they haven't voted for a Democrat in probably 10, 15 years or so. And then I've got some, you know, friends that are Republicans that they don't like any of the Trump Republicans, so they sit those elections out as well. Look, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying it's nice to have a say in who your choices are going to be. That's the only thing I'm looking at here.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that could be done, too, is that I know other states allow independents to vote in the primary.
Right. But I don't think that's going to happen in Maryland, because the Democrats have a 2-to-1 advantage, and it would be politically not beneficial for them to allow the open primary.
Oh, I totally agree with that, Sean. Not arguing with you there. So,
all right.
But
well, thanks, Andy. That's a great point that you brought up. That look, I think the difference is Trump. Really, Trump is this guy that he'll fight you hard, but you know he does have a little respect. If you you know, if you hit him, he's going to hit you back twice as hard. But he likes the fight, and at the end of the day, he respects the guy coming after him. And in some cases, if he feels that you're going to help him get what he needs to get done, you know, he's your biggest fan. So I think.
Yeah, and I think maybe Mr. Cox learned a little bit about that. I think it was Maggie was saying she was a little disappointed in Mr. Cox being more aggressive this time.
Yeah, that was,
Trump is showing the party how to be aggressive and not roll over.
Right, that was Kristen, but you're right.
Sorry.
Not a problem. Kristen. Andy, thanks so much. You make some good points. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, that's Andy, who is independent, a.k.a. Unaffiliated, talking about it. Look, it's if you have any hope at all, and it's still a long shot. Let's face it, it's a long shot. Now we're hearing that Wes Moore's got almost $14 million in his war chest. And, you know, I don't think a single Republican raised over $300,000 in the primary. I think Ed Hale was at 274, if I'm not mistaken. Then was Cox and Myrick. But again, they are going to throw a heck of a lot. They're going to define Dan Cox even before he gets a chance to get out of the box, and that's why you need to have troops, you know, working on your behalf. All right, Mackenzie Frost, she joins us coming up next to talk about the election and other issues. It's time right now for a news update. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports a 39-year-old woman was shot near Arroyo Farms in Morrell Park Wednesday night. Baltimore police said on June 24th, around 9:15 p.m., officers were called to the 2700 block of Washington Boulevard near the Royal Farms for a reported shooting. There, officers found a 39-year-old woman who was suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment, according to authorities. And the U.S. Department of Education has opened an investigation into transgender policies used by schools in Maryland. The agency's Office of Civil Rights announced the investigation on Tuesday. Investigators will review athletic and facility use policies related to gender identity and whether they violate federal law. The policy review includes the state's Department of Education, as well as the Montgomery, Prince George's, and Frederick County school districts.
And a new airline will soon be flying at BWI Airport. Breeze Airways will start service at the airport this fall. The company initially plans to fly to Burlington, Vermont and Vero Beach, Florida, three times a week. The Florida flights begin on October 1st, while the Vermont flights kick off on October 4th. And the Baltimore City Council has approved Mayor Scott's $4.9 billion budget. The spending plan reflects six strategic pillars that include prioritizing youth, older adults, and vulnerable communities, enhancing public safety, and modernizing public infrastructure. And an investigation is underway to determine how several electric vehicles caught fire at the Tesla dealership in Owings Mills. Baltimore County firefighters were called to the 9400 block of Reisterstown Road around 5:30 Wednesday evening, where they found four vehicles on fire. Hazmat teams were called to the scene. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting, again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We'll be tracking a new wreck here eastbound I-70 approaching the Beltway. Not sure if it's at the ramp, but if you're coming in from the Howard County line and from the Patapsco River Bridge, you want to keep an eye out for that on the eastbound side of I-70. New wreck, Baltimore County as well. Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road coming into Pikesville. Westbound Route 100 is still slow from 170 at Arundel Mills Boulevard. The wreck is on 100 westbound, approaching the ramps at 295. And heads up for an accident coming into the city on Russell Street northbound at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon with highs back to the mid to upper 80s, a little bit more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker, rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple bright spots in the Birds 7-6 loss yesterday in 10 innings to the Angels. Pete Alonso with three hits and four trips, two driven in. He's got 55 RBIs on the year. That's fourth in the league. And then there's the bat of Sam Basayo.
Here's a 2-2.
Oh, that ball's ripped as well to deep right field toward the short wall and gone. That's right over the yellow line. And you can keep on jogging, Sammy. You have a two-homer game.
Kevin Brown had that call on mess in the first two-homer game of Basayo's career. The performance placing him in some rare air, joining Manny Machado, Boog Powell, and Jackson Holliday as Oriole players to hit two home runs in a single game at age 21 or younger. The Birds are off tonight. They open a six-game homestand tomorrow night with a three-game weekend set against the Nats. Hockey news. Caps were at it again yesterday. A sign and trade deal with the Sabres for Alex Tuck and an eight-year extension for the right winger. Tuck is a 10-year veteran, 200 goals, 448 points in his career. This all coming one day after D.C. acquiring Dynamic Blues forward Jordan Kyrou in exchange for Connor McMichael and a first-round draft pick. Meanwhile, the NHL draft begins tomorrow night in Buffalo. The league also announcing the opening of their expansion process with eyes on Houston and Austin, Texas. U.S. National Men's Team manager Mauricio Pochettino announcing he will heavily rotating his starting lineup for their final World Cup group stage game against Turkey tonight, noting that players on yellow cards will be rested, and that will allow the squad to manage injury risks and suspensions for the upcoming knockout stage. No word on whether Christian Pulisic will play, but it's highly doubtful. Is the WNBA a league that's killing its golden goose? Here's Indiana Fever head coach Stephanie White after last night's game against Phoenix, a loss in which her star player Caitlin Clark was repeatedly battered by her opponents.
We have a generational talent and a WNBA superstar who had two cheap shots right there that weren't called. And I just say again, absolutely unacceptable.
Kneed in the back, hard, took a fist to the neck. No flagrant fouls were called. Olympic gold medalist skier Bodie Miller has pled not guilty to a pair of misdemeanor drug charges after he was arrested on a charge of possessing psilocybin mushrooms. Miller, arrested June 6th in eastern Idaho, won 33 World Cup races and a pair of World Cup overall titles, six Olympic medals. And happy heavenly birthday today to the great Willis Reed, the center on those great Knickerbocker teams of the late 60s and early 70s. Reed, of course, legendary for starting Game 7 of the 1970 Championship Series against the Lakers, despite a severe thigh injury that forced him to miss Game 6. Reed born on this day in 1942. And finally, on this day in 1988, Cal Ripken Jr. playing in his 1,000th consecutive game. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. It's Thursday morning. It means it's time to go in-depth with Fox 45's investigative reporter, Mackenzie Frost. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It's going well, and I just want to play a little something for you and the audience here this morning. It's just another day in the life of Mackenzie Frost as she's pursuing Mayor Scott.
Mayor Scott, do you have any other updates on the Marvin James investigation?
Mackenzie, stop chasing me.
Mackenzie, stop chasing me, he says. I'll tell you, all he has to do is just stop, turn around, and answer the question. I don't know what's so difficult about that.
I know. And, you know, for all of the viewers home, I was not chasing him. I was at City Hall following the Board of Estimates meeting, just asking the mayor a question. So I wouldn't even call that a chase. I've done my fair share of chases, and I just don't think that was one of them.
So you're not worried that the mayor might take out a restraining order then on you?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, that never even crossed my mind. But I guess... that would be a problem we'd have to address later.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about a problem that needs to be addressed now. That is, it looks like Governor Moore and the Democrats are going to call a special session for redistricting. Yep. And all of a sudden now, Electric Bill Ferguson, he's all good buddies with the governor. Although the governor didn't endorse him, they seem to be...
I don't know if I would say they're good buddies. I questioned him about that relationship, and the president said that he believes that sometimes the governor's priorities are outside the state, which I thought was a bit shocking and perhaps the strongest words that I've heard him say about the governor at this point. So I think that relationship is still a bit frosty, if you will.
Okay. All right. So you're closer to that than certainly I am. And the governor saying that he is not going to run. He's going to, if reelected, he said he will serve the full 4 years. Does anybody really believe that?
Well, I think that, you know, anyone who has been around a politician knows that, you know, some things change and people's plans change. And I wouldn't be surprised if we hear, you know, in a year or so, if we hear that, you know, callings are, he's called to the trail, if you will, for the campaign for 2028. He has every intention now, and politicians say that they intend to do something now, and then suddenly a year or so, and the landscape changes a little bit, and so do their intentions.
You know, for the Senate, back to Bill Ferguson for just a second, and this special session, they're actually talking about amending the Constitution of the state of Maryland, which is it was a really big deal. And has he changed his mind on that? Or could he still be, if they're still having a frosty relationship, could he still be a thorn? He'll go along with the session because the governor can call one.
Right.
But could he still be a thorn in his side?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're going to see that, right? I think that, you know, the governor wants a map, and I just don't think that a map is what is going to happen during this 1 to 2 day special session. You know, it'll likely be that that referendum, that ballot question to amend the Constitution. And I think next year we're going to have the conversation about what a map looks like, because from my understanding and conversations, the Senate president and his allies believe that the state constitution has to be amended before you get a new map so that you don't have any of the legal challenges that he had been talking about for months. And so I think that's what we're going to see. But the Senate president has every opportunity to be a big pain for the governor next year, especially when it comes to the budget. I mean, the governor will present a budget and the Senate president could say, we're not doing any of that.
Yeah, and again, this concept that they're going to still try to draw lines across the Chesapeake Bay, I don't think that's going to go anywhere with the courts. But do the Democrats call a session knowing that it's still up in the air? Wouldn't that be embarrassing to them to call this special session and walk away with nothing?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen. That's why, I think that conversations are happening and, you know, people can say whatever they want publicly. And behind the scenes, the negotiations are really taking place. And by the time they do come back to Annapolis, which we still don't have specific dates yet for, they're still trying to figure out when everyone is going to be around. And we've got summer vacations to deal with and all of that. By the time that everyone gets back to the state house, the plan will be finalized. Everyone will know what will happen. Anything you see publicly will, likely just be political posturing.
All right, next up with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight, 5:30 on Fox 45. We'll take a look at the Baltimore County executive's race here in just a moment. It's 8:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes, and the update now with Chuck Whitaker.
The accident about 10 minutes ago was reported eastbound I-70 near the Beltway, and I'm looking at the camera coming in from the Patapsco River Bridge, and I don't see any big impact there. Doesn't mean it's not there. It could be on the shoulder in that area. And then also looking at the Beltway right there, no impact there. So whatever it is was minor on I-70 eastbound. If you're coming into the city from the BW Parkway, there was an accident on Russell Street northbound at the bridge at I-95. And the big wreck was still causing problems westbound Route 100 in Adirondack County. The wreck was over near the bridge at 295. The backup at last check, I'm heading right there now, just changing the camera. The backup is now just about gone from the ramp at Camp Meat Road, and let's see what it looks like over to Rundle Mills. Much better now. So just in the last 15 minutes, all of that settled down. They cleared the wreck off the roadway, and we're back in business now on 170 and Route 100 as you're moving westbound from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cool start to the day, but the heat and humidity start to build back in by this afternoon. Upper 80s for the high. Cloudy in 71 downtown at 71 in Stevensville. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight. 5:30 at Fox 45. The other interesting race here, Baltimore County Executive. You have, Julian Jones dispatching of fairly easily, by the way, Izzy Patoka. You got a Republican, Pat Dyer. You got the Independent in Rob Daniels. But there might be another name that haunts Julian Jones here. That might be of Kelly Madigan. Do you think this is going to be a big issue coming up this fall?
I do. I think this is going to be one of the biggest issues to come out of Baltimore County. We have an inspector general's office in Baltimore County that right now that's essentially a lame duck because we're waiting on a permanent IG. And so without that, there's really nothing that can happen. What that looks like, we'll have to wait and see if the voters decide they want to do the independent, appointment panel. And then that whole process will play out. And Julian Jones will be the one making, kind of calling the shots a little bit now moving forward. And given his history with the office itself, you know, on the campaign trail, he argues that he supports the IG, but history indicates that, you know, there is some friction there. And so I'm curious to see kind of how he works with the IG. And we have the issue of records access, right? We know that that issue is playing out in Baltimore City, and we're kind of seeing the MPIA being used as a shield in other jurisdictions. So will Julian Jones allow the IG to have full access, or will he make whoever is the next pick jump through the same restrictions and hoops? You know, if he's a fully supportive of the IG and supports transparency, then one would think that there would be full access. So, you know, that's something we'll definitely keep our eyes on.
Yeah, wonder if Kelly Madigan will get involved in this, or whether she'll keep her head down because she's over in Howard County now.
Right, and she's having the same problem.
Right.
I mean, we're seeing that everywhere. And, you know, going, this kind of ties into the Senate president's race too, or the, you know, Senate District 46, because I asked Bill Ferguson about this next year. Will this come up? And he says, yes, they will address the issue of records access, but it does sound like lawmakers, at least Democrats, want to put some limitations on what access the IG has. And so I think that we're going to see the fight continue, especially if there isn't a resolution in the courts in the city by January, at least.
Interesting. And of course, we have this ongoing issue, as you point out, with Isabel Cumming, the Baltimore City Inspector General. And just one wonders if you got somebody like Marvin James, who pretty much is a ghost employee, what other things might she be looking into or trying to dig up here from the mayor's office?
Well, that's, I think, one of the biggest questions, right? Is, I mean, we don't know what other investigations remain open or what probes she has tried to open. Was she looking into Marvin? Was she looking into other special advisors? We don't know. And given the issues with the access, I don't know if we will ever know that answer.
Yeah, but Mackenzie, in your piece, though, nearly $200,000, I don't know what work he's performing for Baltimore City.
We don't either.
But
we don't either.
He's got this personal car, a business car that's paid for by the city, by the taxpayers, and yet he was down in D.C. On either a personal visit, I'm guessing it was a professional campaign visit to somebody in D.C.
Yeah, we saw him inside a mayoral candidate's campaign office during the workday after he drove the city-issued car. And, you know, it was in the middle of the week, so one would have to expect that it was some sort of business, right? Doing some sort of consulting or campaign managing or whatever. And, you know, there are rules for people who do have some side businesses, and that's fine. We've seen political appointees kind of juggle both, but usually the rules are you can't do it, you know, while you're on the job elsewhere. And if he was driving the city-issued vehicle, that's where the concern comes in.
Is he, to your knowledge, is he the most frequent visitor to the mayor's box at the Ravens games?
I mean, he was one of them, right? I mean, 22 events, 22. He was one of the most visited, and sometimes he was there with a ticket. Sometimes he was there just, like, popping in. But, you know, he seems to be enjoying all the perks that come with being an ally of the mayor.
All right, well, now you get your track shoes on because you got some more chasing to do here after tonight.
Listen, we sent emails and emails and emails before we tracked him down in person. So if the mayor's office wants to talk about it, we're more than happy to show up and to prearrange an interview, but they have yet to make that happen.
I think don't hold your breath. All right. Mackenzie Frost tonight, in depth on Fox 45. Always a pleasure. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Sounds good. Yeah. Bye-bye.
8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A woman in Jersey was rescued by her dog when it wouldn't stop barking as her house went up in flames. The dog thankfully woke her up, and Ada Kelly was able to get to safety. Here is Ada and Fire Marshal Michael Moscatella.
He comes to my bed. I was like, oh, my God, what? And I hear the smoke detector went off. immediately beep, beep, beep. I was like, oh my God, it's a fire. Run, it was in the living room. The house already in flames.
First arriving units got on scene and found the structure was heavily involved in the rear, fire rapidly extending throughout the house.
Yeah, just amazing, and as I say, man's best friend, and in this particular case, woman's best friend, and saved her life. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at lorienassistedliving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is 8:53. Final traffic and weather on the Threes report. Once again, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
New wreck apparently on the shoulder, Route 10 southbound, as you're going down to the area 648 and Mountain Road. Should be on the shoulder. I don't think it's going to be any big deal there. Completely back to normal with that wreck that was on Route 100 westbound, approaching the VW Parkway through Arundel Mills. All of that now has been taken care of, and we're good to go. Late wreck in the city, northeast side, Northern Parkway at Lockraven Boulevard. Some left over heavy traffic still there at both the tunnels. Nothing major, but a slow pocket yet on the Beltway on the northeast side. And don't forget about that construction area. They worked during the midday as well on 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Heat and humidity start to crank back up this afternoon, upper 80s. Then we are expecting some showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow and through Saturday. Right now, 72 in cloudy in Middle River, 72 in Millersville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. What's going on the show today?
Got lots going on. Again, we're still talking about the election, of course, here in Maryland. We do have Tory Snow joining us at 10 o'clock for his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. So we'll talk to him about that. That really has to do with the Baltimore City mayhem over the weekend, AFRAM, Fells Point, you know, what the strategy that Brandon Scott decided to deploy in certain areas, but not other areas. So we'll talk to him about that. But we're also going back in time, Sean, to the 2022 debate between Dan Cox and Wes Moore. And so when I first heard this debate, I had to hear it because I was listening to it on the radio. I was in the car. I didn't actually get to see it until now. I had no idea that the very first question asked by Pamela Wood, I had no idea, she's at the Baltimore Banner, that Governor Wes Moore had a printout on the podium to respond to her question.
Yeah, he was that's not a reporter. That's a left-wing activist.
Yes, he had that question in advance. And it had to do with January 6th.
Right.
I had no idea that he had a printout right in front of him. So anyways, we're going to get into
They're not supposed to have anything except a pad to take notes.
No.
That's it. They're not supposed to bring any materials.
proof to me that he had the questions, at least those questions from Pamela in advance, because he did, whenever she asked a question, it almost sounded like he had a script that was prepared. And so when he pulled out this little piece of paper, I said, wait a minute. So he knew exactly what she was going to say, and then he had his notes right there in his hand. I'm surprised Dan Cox didn't call that out as it was happening.
Yep, should have.
Should have.
And it shows you that, like, Dan's a constitutional attorney.
Right.
He's a smart cookie. And,
right.
And I think there was a little bit of fear that that West needed a little bit of a help.
Yeah. Wow. So anyways, we're going to get through all of that. And then, of course, we got some local stories to talk about as well.
All right. Sounds good. Kim Klasick live. Coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news here. The Democrats are so desperate. This just, it cracks me up. This is how desperate they've become. We're calling him TDS Ted. That's TDS Ted Lieu. He's a Democrat from California. And he's floating a very vicious rumor about President Trump. Now, this is how desperate they've become.
Well, why is that? Did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Is he unable to stay awake today? What's causing him to chicken out again? Is it Taco Wednesday? Or is it side effects from a drug? We don't know. This erratic behavior of the president is very concerning. He has trouble staying awake at multiple White House events and cabinet meetings. He has clearly some weakness in one of his arms. He's got swelling in his hands. And the White House needs to come clean. What we know is there's a report saying that one person in America got this special new drug. It was a 79-year-old person who's very high profile. And this drug can only be given to someone under the compassionate use provision, meaning you do that if someone basically has a terminal illness. So we need to know, did Donald Trump get this special drug from Eli Lilly? And did he get it under that provision? And if he did, why is that the case?
What a loser. I mean, that's it's so many different things they could criticize President Trump for. I would tell you right now, Trump would run rings around TDS Ted with the amount of energy. Democrats continue to, for some reason, nominate these flawed, pathetic loser candidates. You got Plattner, the Nazi sympathizer in Maine. You got all these Democrat commies in New York City. Now, James, I think the race is over in Texas after I heard this clip. James Tallarico, the Democrat running for Senate in Texas against Ken Paxton, said this.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I always think of myself as a Christian who hates Christianity,
yep.
Right? And, like, I always get drawn back into it.
As a Christian who hates Christianity. Okay. That's your best candidate. I have a different angle on the midterms. I know there are a lot of people that think that the Iran war is going to hurt Trump, that the I think the economy is doing really, really well. Gas prices are falling already. I think this is going to be one of those exceptions to the rule. And I know that to definitely hold on to the Senate, I think, is a good chance of holding on to the House as well, especially with the candidates that they keep nominating on the Democrat side of the aisle. All right. Tomorrow we'll tell you what Governor Moore said about the Obamas, comparing them to the Trumps. It's just amazing. I want to tell you right now, Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny has got unique programs to help sell your home, but the biggest one is the database of 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, so that when you list your home with, you sign with Vinny, your home is guaranteed to sell. It's that simple. You'll agree on asking price and the time frame in which you want to sell your home. It's peak season right now, even though we're officially in summer. It's the tail end of the spring, so it's still a good time to try to sell your home. Call Vinny today. He or one of his agents will come out. You'll agree on asking price, time frame. Then you sign the contract on the dotted line. Your home is sold. And that's a guarantee that Vinny will make. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it, pay you in cash at market rates. Call Vinny today, 410-793-7515, 410-793-7515, or vinnysteele.com. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.